Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance on Blog Talk Radio tonight. It's Monday night, and a couple of things we want to talk about. I'm looking to see if Hagen's online. I guess he's not in here yet. Hagen from down in Florida has made some headway with what they're doing with the grand jury, and when he gets in, we'll give him the mic for a while to talk about a mandamus that he has put out. The mandamus that went out from Florida can be found on a breaking news page. If you go to breaking news, and it should be the first item up. Well, actually, the second item up. It's posted today, Monday, January 20th, 2014. St. Johns County, Florida, Common Law Grand Jury files a writ of mandamus demanding access into the courthouse in order to function under the judicial auspices. So when he gets online today, this evening, we'll kind of give the mic over to him and see once what the details are. Here in New York, we're still kind of plugging along. They did default, both the judge and the clerk, and the grand jury has decided to indict. Things have been moving a little slow on our ends. It's been kind of busy, a lot of different things going on, so we haven't been able to write the papers yet. But tomorrow, I think we're going to be writing a paper for the indictment against both the judge and the clerk. And there's at least three of us that are going to be able to write affidavits concerning witnessing of a violation of law by both the judge and the clerk. I got to think it out on the judge, but I'm pretty sure we could do one on the judge also. We got to go through our notes and see once how we're going to do this, and we're going to take it up to the sheriff. So we'll have affidavits as witnesses to a crime being committed, and we'll give those sworn affidavits to the sheriff, and we'll show them the law that they broke, and we're going to require that the sheriff file the papers. We're not going to discuss what we're going to do if he refuses. But I'm sure he has an idea what we'll do. He's been watching very carefully up there in Greene County, both him and the undersheriff. So they know exactly what's going on. Matter of fact, we used them to serve the original papers, the mandamus. So, and they did read it very carefully, I'm sure, many times. And I'm sure they've been talking to counselors and different people. So we'll see once what's going to go there. Gerard, if you're there, maybe you can let me know. I'd like... maybe you can alert me when Hagen comes on the phone line here, and we'll pass things over to him. But let me take it a few things. You know, tonight I'd like to look a little bit at the website and talk about some of the problems and, you know, what we're doing to fix them, and also talk about what's actually up on this website. I don't know if people really understand what we really have. I know quite a few people do. But a lot of the new people, I don't know if they've really poked around up there to really understand the massive amount of information that we have collected and all of the different courses that we've put together in order to re-educate ourselves. Again, as I mention this often, as Jefferson said, if a people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. So we do have to become re-educated. If we're not willing to do that, then we're not willing to save the republic. Anybody that thinks it could be done outside of education, re-educating yourself, forget about it. It's not going to happen. So if people, if they have destroyed us that bad, that we're not willing to spend an hour or two or three a day and relearning what we should have learned, well, that's not relearn, but actually learn what we should have learned. I'd like to read a couple of the quotes of Jefferson, and this is what inspired this website and to do what it does. And we have this on our front page. There's about three or four quotes. I'd like to read a couple of them. And he said, I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective correctiveness of abuse of constitutional power. So this is what we are doing here. We are trying to inform the people. We're trying to bring the education that we should have had when we went to school. And of course, you know, they have robbed us of our education, and thereby they have robbed us of our heritage. And when I say they, I mean the progressives, those who have taken control of the government, those who have taken control of our education and centralized it. And they've been working behind the scenes for a long, long time. Kennedy spoke about them, and they were very, very well embedded in his day, and he spoke about them. Anyway, Jefferson said, educate and inform the whole mass of people. They are the only reliance for the preservation of our liberty. He goes on and says again, an enlightened citizenry is indispensable for proper functioning of a republic. Self-government is not possible unless the citizens are educated sufficiently to enable them to exercise oversight. It is therefore imperative that the nation see to it that a suitable education be provided for all its citizens. Now, we have been very careful here at National Liberty Alliance to actually put a very well-rounded education together. Our website is an education. It's the education that they failed to give you. It's literally a classical education. But it's a self-education. It's up to you to motivate yourself. It's up to you to come onto our webpage and to spend the time to become educated so that you can perform the self-governance that we need to do. It's either that or leave it up to these criminals and let them take us into Nazism or Marxism, into their New World Order. So I'd like to real quickly go through some things here. On the welcome tab, I'm just going to go through a few things on the pages we have here. The two most important tabs on this website is the judicial tab and the jurist tab. The jurist tab and everything under it is not available to anyone who does not sign up as a jurist. And in order to sign up, you have to agree to become a jurist. The judicial tab, we have some pages in there, and I'll try to identify which ones are not available to people who are visiting the site. They, too, are only available to those who log in. But let's go to our welcome page. The welcome page is the main page that we want to send people to. This is the page where when you find somebody and you're trying to tell them about what we're doing at National Liberty Alliance, the best thing to do is to send them out to the front page, have them read the front page, and watch the video. And it may take two or three times to tell a person before they do it. I think we're all guilty of this. You know, someone asks us to do something. Yeah, okay, I'll do it, yeah. And the next day they call you, hey, did you get a chance to go out there and watch that video I was talking about? Oh, I was so busy and things came up, and you know, but I'll try to get out there maybe tomorrow. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And then you call back the next day and I forgot all about it. And, you know, two or three times at some point people usually start to feel a little bad that they didn't do it because they said they would. So eventually they go and do it. And if they watch the video, if they're in the Liberty Movement and they finally watch the video, they'll get it. Most people do. So I think it's a good representation of what we're doing. And I think it is the hook that really gets the people to start to really pay attention. So that's the way to bring people on board with us here at National Liberty Alliance. National Liberty Alliance, I've seen some news reports and different things, and a lot of them, of course, are negative. But National Liberty Alliance is not an organization that it controls anyone. It's not an organization. It's not a top-down organization. National Liberty Alliance is just a website, a place where we put a lot of information so that people can organize themselves, that grassroots can work together, or from the county level to the state level to the national level. And we, of course, the main purpose is to educate the people and to lead them into the process. And that's what we've endeavored to do, and I believe we've done it. It's up to the people to pick up on it and do the work now. Now, on our welcome page, like I said, that's the page you want to send people to. Underneath that tab, you'll find a preface or preface. I think it's pronounced preface, but it could be preface, just like the front of a book. And so we put a preface up there to give a little bit of a story on how National Liberty Alliance got started. Those who have been around for a while from the beginning, they know. But new people coming in, you know, it'd be a little interesting for them to see. And we also have a mission statement up here to make it clear what our intentions are. We have a page here that brings you to all the national and state forums. We have a forum in every state, all 50 states. Some of them are active and some haven't gotten active yet. Hopefully people, the ones that aren't active, will start to get active. And then we give a little information about becoming a premier member. Now, the judicial tab I'm going to skip for right now. We'll go over to the political tab. The political tab gets, this is where we kind of started out about 4 or 5 years ago, is looking into the political process, trying to understand how we, the people, can possibly take back this country. And we've went and researched, in fact, we went up to the archives up here in Albany, New York, to research the law and to research the process of the committeemen and how things got started and when did it go astray. And in any event, we put that work, that research on these pages, and we've laid out the program of the committeemen. Now, we get involved with the political process without the politics. We have Democrats and Republicans working together to reinstate the republic, to bring back before the our servants the Constitution for the purpose of obedience. And there is no politics. And as a matter of fact, we don't talk about politics on this website at all, and we don't talk about politics in our open forum, which we'll have after I finish speaking. We just talk about really how what the nuts and bolts of how things work and what our plan is to save the nation and any questions people might have on those things. So anyway, the committeeman, we also have on how to petition. We have a video on that and some written information. We have Washington's farewell address. It is Washington who we've kind of trying to emanate here. Is his vision of the political process without the politics. He despised the politics. He talked about the separation and the destruction that politics would bring by people dividing one against the other. And so he had a vision of a political process without politics, and I share that vision. And that's what we at National Liberty Alliance are really supporting, is political understanding, getting involved with the political process, but not even touching the politics. If we make things right in our courts and the right and the left can no longer make their argument to create these statutes which control each other, because that's how they put us into prison. The right pushes statutes to control the left. The left pushes statutes to control the right. They push to control the legislators so they can get the laws in place, and all we're doing is imprisoning each other. Once we understand that, and we remove that from the process, we remove the statutes, which common law will do, there is no more politics. There is no more arguing. We also have a RSS feeds to the press office of the White House. We have also RSS feeds to the U.S. Congress. And we have a White House blog. I don't know who writes that blog, but it is a White House blog, and I think it's even if it's the enemy writing it, it'll be informative for us to understand some certain things and where they're going. The next page is documents, or the next tab, shall I say, is documents. And documents cover, you know, we've got biographies up here, we've got autobiographies, Jefferson's autobiography, and we've got quite a few other biographies up here. We have Robert's Rules. We have quite a bit of information about Robert's Rules, short form and long form. We have common law documents, which ultimately, of course, there you'll find our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, the Federalist Papers. I mean, just a tremendous list of information. And then we have the books. Now, the books, this is the great works you will find in here. You know, our founding fathers anticipated a classical education, particularly Jefferson. And we talk a little bit about that in our preface because we really emanated what Jefferson was doing, and we wanted to bring to the people Jefferson's plan. And Jefferson's plan, of course, was a classical education. And we're going to look at some other things under the Judicial tab and the Juris tab shortly, which identify with the classical education. But here are the great books, the great works. Okay, we got Hobbes, and we got Black's Law, Blackstone. We got Berkeley, Adam Smith, Hume, Locke, Reed, Spinoza. We've got the law. I'm trying to remember the name of the person who did the law. Don't remember his name. But anyway, we got Plato, the Republic. We've got a lot of stuff up here. And this is really, these are the books. These are the great works. This is the classical education. This is what our founding fathers cut their intellectual teeth on. When you start reading these people, you'll start to realize where a lot of our founding fathers got a lot of their ideas. And you'll start to see they were quoting these great men. And so they were educated individuals. Jefferson was a prolific reader. He read all the time. Of course, he didn't have TV, so he didn't have to worry about that. Okay, the next thing in here is issues. Okay, those who are not familiar with the Continental Congress of 2009, a lot of people don't realize that the Continental Congress came back together some 200 years after the Revolution in 2009 in order to discover and create a plan on how to bring this nation back on course again. That has gone by deaf ears, but in any event, we have the road to the Continental Congress, 2009. We show the process that Robert Schultz had worked on for some 12 or 15 years through the court system and finally ended up with coming forward with the Continental Congress. And this is all documentary film, and it's film. It's probably hundreds of hours, definitely over 100 hours, that's for sure. But I think it might be over hundreds of hours. We have the great works of Ed Griffin. Without him and his work, we would not know what we know today concerning the enemy. He is the guy that really revealed the New World Order. Everybody that really stems off this guy started back in the late 50s, early 60s. I think we have all of his works up here. It may not all be on this one page. I think we have it in some other pages here that we're going to look at, but I think we have close to all his works if we don't have all of it. We have a tremendous amount of documentaries on money and how these people stole the process and where money came from and how it started. I mean, it's really very interesting, and again, it's important to know. We have JFK and his son. Both of them, of course, were a lot of people don't know that his son was also assassinated. But he definitely, we know, was assassinated, and I got to think maybe 16 or 20 hours of video on the two. We have a lot of information on survival on this tab. We have the county sheriff, a lot of video on the county sheriff and the plan that that Sheriff Mack has taken us along. We have a lot of information on health issues. You know, we can't trust the pharmaceutical companies. They control, you know, the schools. Just like the Bar Association controls the schools for lawyers, the pharmaceutical companies, they control the schools for doctors. Doctors are great when you get banged up in a car accident or something like that, sew you back together and put your bones back together or whatever. Maybe some transplants and things like that. But when it comes to their medicines, it's really horrible. They have no intention, the pharmaceutical companies have no intentions of curing your ailment. They just want to deal with the the problem from the standpoint of dealing with the pain or whatever the ailment is, but they're not looking to really cure the problem. So we got a lot of things out here concerning other ways to deal with health issues, and it reveals the problems of the health issues of today. We talk about poisons. A lot of people know we're being poisoned in the air and the water and the food that we eat. And we have, this was an interesting one, a secret congressional meeting. That they had a few years back, and we have the audio. Someone audio taped it. Well, actually, it was right off of CNN. And it's a very fascinating audio to listen to. We have the full video of American Freedom to Fascism. And now all that is under issues. Now, I don't know if people realize how much stuff we have up on this website. On contacts, if you click on contacts, you can send an email to myself or some other people that help me answer this stuff. We also have all the county organizers. You can click on that and get the names and numbers of your county organizers. And we have the state coordinators. And by the way, we need more state coordinators. You know, we have quite a few grand juries throughout the nation that have been constituted, but they're not showing up on our website. Right now, we're only showing 57 constituted grand juries. But we have a lot more than that. Some of the state coordinators, they may not know that they can get up there, and it's up to the state coordinator to go up there and check the box in their county to make sure that it gets recorded.
Hey, John.
So, yeah.
Yeah, sorry to butt in right there. A couple of the state coordinators have made mention that they don't have access to that back door.
They have it now. I worked with my son over the weekend. We went through every state coordinator. They should have it now. If they do not have access, give me a call, 845-233-6560 tomorrow. 845-233-6560. So call me tomorrow if you cannot find access. To get the information, to know how you get access, let me see where that's at. If you go all the way over to states, and you'll see all the way down on the bottom, you'll see a page that says instructions. The only ones that could see that page are state coordinators. So if you click on that page, it'll give you the precise details on how to do whatever you can do, mass emailing. I'm not sure whether that was working. I know that wasn't working for a while. I don't know whether it's working now, but if it's not, we will get that going. It is working. Okay. So we have mass emailing abilities. We have the ability to go in there and check off the counties. You'll see in there's a place to check the county off and to put a name and a phone number. Do not put a name and do not put a phone number there. Just check the counties. At a later date, when people, and we'll talk about this in the coming weeks or months, when people start to get the counties constituted and they go out and get a special number, it's a hotline number. We offer that service right on our services. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they get themselves a number, and that will show up on a directory. We're going to remove that name because we don't want a name because we don't know who will be answering the phone. It's going to be a phone that's a follow me phone that really you can get online and you can make flip switches, have it go to this number during this time and this day and this number that day, get this recording for that time and all that. So we offer a follow me service under services. It's called Follow Me Phone. And it's a very reasonably priced. Of course, if you get it now, you're going to end up paying for it yourself. It's not expensive. I've got one open right now and I'm using it. I get very few calls in it. Once we get the state to recognize us and we set in our budget, we'll be able to be paid for that. And if you keep your phone bills, you'll be paid for whatever money you lay out. Anything we spend in the process of what we're doing, you should be keeping receipts and keeping, I'm talking about the administrators, whoever went out and bought the seal, whatever, you know, I wouldn't get too petty about it, but anytime you spend money on a phone, definitely you want to keep the receipts and you'll get reimbursed for that once we get a budget set in place. So we have a good Follow Me phone service. I doubt you'll find a phone service as good as this one. I've been using this for over 15 years. And I tell you, it's superb. It comes with a fax number and everything. Faxes, you have your faxes sent through emails. You're going to have your faxes sent to 3 or 4 emails. So whatever faxes come in could go to all 4 administrators. However you want to set it up. But the key thing is people will share the use of that phone, you know, as far as answering that phone. And so it'll be passed from one person to another. Now, of course, by buying the service through the service that we offer, we do get a small residual from that. That helps to support our website. We do have other things up there. You know, we got the business cards. And again, if you buy the business, they're a very good price. And by the way, the price you see includes everything, you know, the taxes and the delivery. So what price is offered, that's everything included. No, there's nothing going to be added on to that, no taxes and no delivery. It's all included. So when you realize that, I think it's as good a price as you can get at Staples or any other place. And again, you know, we get a few cents from everybody who buys cards from us. We have a company, Asset Location and Recovery, and they recover assets not only in the United States but also international. So anybody who is going after individuals and they can win a judgment from them, this company will find their assets for a fee, of course, a percentage of what they find they get. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you sue a judge and he doesn't have a bond, and we found out that no judges in New York have bonds, but we do know they all have houses and summer houses and, you know, luxury cars and stocks and probably some gold and silver and bank accounts and so on and so forth. They may even hide them. They put them overseas or whatever. This company will find it. This is their expertise. These people kind of found us, and they kind of know what's going on, and they were interested in what we're doing, and they went out to try to help us find some funding. So they're trying to secure some funding for us right now to help us get further along. And so in return, we put their information up on our website. Food independence. I don't think we have anything out there right yet, but I was talking to somebody. I got to get back into conversations. If people want to buy food that they can store and keep for 20 years or more, that kind of thing is going to be available. It's going to be for a very good price again, and again, it'll support the website. Anything we are supporting in a way of selling, it's things that we need. We're not going to just sell anything. People need to get business cards. Why don't we, you know, sell the business cards and make a few bucks to support the website? Same thing with phones, and same thing with asset recovery and food independence. We're going to unfold a plan soon with emergency communications, and we're going to try to find the best deals we can on those communications. Since we're organized across the country, we have state coordinators, and we're trying to get state coordinators in every state, and we have county organizers, and eventually there'll be 4 administrators in every county. We can set up a beautiful communication system throughout the network through this entire country, from county to county to state, from one end, from New York to California. And if the internet goes down, we can communicate. We can talk. We can continue to do what we have to do even through hard times. And so that'll be great, and I'm sure, you know, other services that are working to save this nation, maybe not services, but people, you know, you have the Oath Keepers and even sheriffs and so on and so forth. We can work together. I'm looking for something with gold and silver. People should be buying gold and silver. And if you're going to buy gold and silver, you know, why not buy it through us? And again, a few bucks, pennies, whatever, we'll get something. And again, this website costs money. This is not cheap to run. And the more people we get on it, the more expensive it becomes. We have maintenance costs. We have broadband. We're going to be moving into the broadband problem, and that's going to start to cost us some big dollars soon, because we're ready to go onto national radio. And so we have to keep this website up. We have available to us 30 servers through where we purchase our, access from. And so, you know, we're only using 1 server here or 2 servers here. I'm not sure exactly how all that works. I'll have to talk a little more to our technician. But anyway, we get to a point where we need multiple servers. We get way too much traffic coming on, and another server will pick up. This way we don't crash. And And, of course, if we have a lot of people coming on at a lot of time, I presume we're going to need a lot of servers. And all this costs money. At some point, it becomes thousands of dollars a month. And so, you know, the old site was not all that expensive. This here, it's starting to rack up. And, of course, we need technicians that when we have problems. As a matter of fact, let me cover that. We have on the top, if you look where the login is, login and log out, and you go to the left, all the way to the left, you see tech support. Okay? Now, if you have a problem and you can't solve that problem, and maybe you may get a hold of us to try to contact us and we can't solve that problem, you know, if it's a technical problem, just go to technical support. If you can't sign in for some reason, click on technical support, send them a message, and they'll take care of you. Now, that's a service, you know, we have to pay for, but it's something that's necessary. And there's always problems that happen on any website, and you always need technicians to go deal with them and fix them. I don't have the knowledge at that level. You know, I could build a website in certain degrees, but this is something more than my abilities are able to do. So we have technicians who do that. And we're going to try to expand some more. If anybody's got some ideas on what we could do to our website to add more interaction, because that's what we need. We need interaction. You know, that's why we have the Monday night call, to keep people active, to get information out, to keep people going into it. We have the chat room, the national chat room, which we're working on something on that too, which we'll talk about at a later date. We have, you know, people able to leave comments on most of the pages. We have also the forums. Every state has its own forums. All right, anyway, let me move on here. On the states, if you click on the states, you get to your state page. And, for instance, I'll click on Alabama. And when you get over to Alabama, there's a message board. There's all you can click on and find on who all the jurists are as far as the county jurists. And there's a blog. Now, Alabama is one of the few states that do not have a library. Let me click on New York, because I know New York has one. You can click on Find Law, and it'll go to a website in New York that has all of the New York law on it. And you can also get a lot of information on different court cases. And so we have this on most every state. There's a few states that we weren't able to find anything, but we're still looking. Now let's go over to the two important tabs that I've put to last. I'm just going to go quick through the judicial side. We have lectures on American history, real American history. This is something everybody should go through. I don't remember how many hours it is, but maybe it's a dozen hours. I don't know. But when you get through these lectures, you'll know real American history. We have constitutional classes. Michael Bodnarik gives a constitutional class, and he's got some additional lectures that we added onto this, so we probably have 10 or 12 hours of that. We also have another guy, I'm trying to think of his name. Goodness, let me click on the page and see. I don't know why I can't think of his name right now. Carl Miller. Okay. We must have maybe about, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours of Carl Miller, okay? And he's an interesting guy, and he gives us a lot of great information. We also have What Happened to the Constitution. We have court case examples. These are a lot of court cases that we have done ourselves at National Liberty Alliance, and we put these cases up. People can use this as a framework for different cases that they may have, get something similar. You know, just to be real quick on this, you know, any kind of a case you come up to within a town, even if it's a something that's a misdemeanor or a felony, which in common law may not be anything either, because they just arrest you for all kinds of things. Well, we have a paper in here that you can use as framework to deal with that. And it's listed under traffic infraction. But it's a lot more. I should change that name. It's a lot more. It is on this particular case is a traffic infraction. But the thing is, it's about, really, the argument is about jurisdiction and consent. They don't have jurisdiction unless you give consent. And I didn't give consent. And that's the argument. And you can argue that in every town and every city. And unfortunately, you can make that argument in the Supreme Courts that you go to, whatever they call your courts, Court of Commons, Supreme Court, County Courts, I don't care. The place where they're supposed to be common law, they have an easy prius process. They operate under statutes. And you can use these arguments in those courts. And we have done that. We've done that down in New York City. And so far, it looks like it's going to be very successful. We're in the middle of the case right now. We got them shook up, that's for sure. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff up here. You know, how to arrest the judgment that's already been put upon you. The whole thing's a fraud to begin with. Just about any judgment that you got to that you wanted to go revisit, you can. Once you understand what's really going on in the law. But anyway, you can go through this, and we have a lot of memorandums of law. I write memorandums of law, and I use these memorandums all the time in cases. Memorandum of law and jurisdiction, I use that always whenever I do an action. I also have memorandum of law of a case. I always add that, too, to my action. You know, if your case has something to do with they're trying to make an argument that you can't come in and practice law, represent your spouse or a close friend, well, we have a memorandum on that, a right to practice law. Along with jurisdiction, and you bring it together, you can press that court, control that court. Right to travel. And an interesting thing I just recently came upon, I haven't used it yet, is a notary presentment. Very interesting. People should read that one. But anyway, so we have all these court case examples. Anybody who wants to learn how to, you know, get into the court, on the other side, we have Court Access Course, which is a book we wrote. There's nothing out there. We couldn't find anything. We found one paid course by the luck. I've been looking for many, many years, and I just never knew how the system worked. I couldn't figure it out. And I did happen to get a course called Jurisdictionary, and I learned. And then we wrote a book on because that cost money. And actually, he moved that. You can't really buy that book no more. You have to rent his website. I think it was a bad decision he made. Otherwise, I'd just be sending people there. So instead, we wrote our own book, and it's a free book. It's right here on National Liberty Alliance, how to access the courts. How does the paperwork? What's the first thing to do? What papers are required? You know, you got to get your index number, your RJI, a summons, your complaint. Excuse me. Which is actually an action. In common law, it's an action. In statutory law, it's a complaint. So you don't really file a complaint. You're not versing anybody. You're going against somebody. So it's, you know, Joe against Fred, or it's Joe versus Fred. Versus brings you into a statutory setting, where against brings you into the common law setting. At law, again, is another phrase that's used. But anyway, we have law notes. Now, this is really good, these law notes. I have been collecting law notes since I started writing cases. And basically, it's just keywords and has lots of different, on those keywords, it'll have the meaning, the definitions of that keywords. It'll have court cases supporting the meaning of it, the interpretation, Black's Law, Brevier's Law. And so it's very, 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 very powerful. And whenever I write a case, I always try to tap in a lot of footnotes. And whenever you read a case, always read the footnotes. Read the case without the footnotes first. Come back, read it with the footnotes. That's the best way to read a case. Don't pass the footnotes. The footnotes is the real beef. That's the education. If the other side doesn't have any footnotes, they don't have anything. Okay? So you really want to make your paperwork powerful. And I've shared all my footnotes that I've got. I've got more, and I got to update this, but there's a heck of a lot up there right now. Have all my memorandums that I use and everything up there. You can use them over and over again. Just change a few the details on the top of the name of the case, whatever case you're arguing. We have courses on common law. We have four lectures. They're about 7.5 hours apiece. The fourth lecture, I think, is only about 4 hours. And interviews with the professor who taught that, Bill Thornton. We have Bible studies, okay? We have, of course, the course access. We have law libraries, scores of law libraries, access to law libraries, and just click on them and go. We have Supreme Court cases. a lot of Supreme Court cases that we have been using, we got up here. There are other, we have a United States Supreme Court, we have RSS feeds to the Supreme Court daily decisions. We have, all of these are RSS feeds, court recent decisions, state election laws, that's a collection. We only got, right now, New York, all the state leaders need to get me a copy of their constitution, their state constitution in PDF form, and they need to get me a copy of their election law in PDF form. Go out to your state page and you'll find it there. Google it. Get me a copy of the PDF and we'll post them up here in these two pages. We have the U.S. Supreme Court feeds also to other information and details on the Supreme Court. So there's a lot of information up here on that tab. Now the jurist tab. This is the last tab we're going to talk about, and then we're going to see if Hagen's on. We have the first thing you want to do is when you join this group, you want to click on jurist itself. And you want to read that page because that kind of gives you the layout of what we're doing. This is, from the first page brings you to the jurist introduction, and the jurist introduction will lead you through the rest of the site. So it's very important to read those two pages. Start with the welcome page, and then when you sign up, get onto this jurist introduction page and follow the breadcrumb trails. We put a breadcrumb trail out that you can follow. And so we have that. We have underneath that tab, we have jurist orientation. It's about 4 hours of video. Everybody needs, if you're going to be a jurist, you need to watch that. Okay? Anybody that thinks they're going to take the administrative job up and not do their homework and educate themselves, they're fooling themselves because they should not take that position unless they're educating themselves right now. Right now is the time to educate and organize. Well, battles are starting to be engaged across the country. We got battles in New York. We got battles we're aware of in Florida. We got battles going on in Pennsylvania. Now, there may be other states that battles are going on. People need to notify me about it so we can let the people know, and we'll post your stuff if you're in the middle of a battle. But we need people who are able to lead these battles, and you can't be an uneducated individual. You have to be self-educated. You have to know common law, and it doesn't take long to figure it out once you start involving yourself in it. And you have to learn these things, and you have to learn the process. So anybody who is planning to be an administrator and to take on one of those jobs, and it's a good paying job, by the way, we need 4 administrators for every county. You may get 6 or 7 people that want that position, possibly. Well, let me tell you, you better be wise in that county and make sure it's the 4 people who are really involved in trying to understand this process, who are educating themselves, able to articulate, able to go up against the judge and not be intimidated by them, able to articulate in such a way that you can intimidate them. And knowledge is power, you know. Right now we make arguments and we use our knowledge. But there's nothing more frightening than ignorance in action. So when we're arguing in a court and we start to see that the judge is really getting pissed off and he may try to get us for contempt, we back off. But once we got the upper foot, it's a whole new ball game. We're going to intimidate him. This isn't his court. This is our court. So, again, people have to understand that. You have to become educated to be able to articulate that and to be able to get up there and be confident into yourself enough that you got these people stuttering. And I'm telling you, sometimes we go talk to people and they get stuttering, even lawyers. So that's because we're on to something and we know something. Anyway, back to the jurors tab. We have the 5,000-year leap. This is in audio and PDF form. I forget how many hours it is in audio, but it's up there. You can listen to this in your spare time while you're driving or whatever. We have snippets of questions and answers. We'll be adding to that as time goes on. We have the details how to start a grand jury. Before you want to figure out how to start a grand jury, you need to get orientated first. Now, you don't have to be educated to get the grand jury going. You just have to understand what we're doing and agree with it. Get up here, go through jurist orientation, And if you're really a person who really jumps into things, go right into how to start a jury, get a room set up for a week or two from today, and make the arrangements. Talk to other county coordinators organizers, and talk to your state coordinator. See what kind of, help that they can give you. Make phone calls to all the people you know in the Liberty Movement within your county. People from outside the county can come. And make sure you go with at least two people. Okay? So if only three people show up and you put something in the newspaper, very rarely do people show up from the newspapers. But anyway, as long as three people show up, you've done your best, you've done due diligence, and three people is all it takes to constitute a common law grand jury. Just do it. Let's get going on these grand juries here across our nation. We need to save this nation this year. There is no next year. I'm absolutely convinced of that. I have no idea how far into this year we're going to be able to go before they start to collapse us. But I know they're dead set on it, and I'm sure most people that listen to me realize that themselves. So let's get out there, and let's get these grand juries constituted. Let's get these numbers up. Let's start to get empowered by the fact that we have knowledge, empowered by the fact that we have numbers, empowered by the fact that we have most of the counties in the United States on board. There are 3,143 counties. Let's get better than 50%. That's our goal. Let's do that quickly. So I don't know what's stopping anybody that's been listening to us for months. What's stopping you from getting a grand jury going in your county? There's absolutely nothing. Jump in the water. It's great. It's fine. State coordinators, get behind these county organizers. Assist them. Help them. Push them into the water. They got their toes in the water. They're not jumping in. Push them. Let's get going. There's not much time left. Let's do it. Okay, we have trial by jury. Now this is an indispensable audio tape. We have the book up here too. You can read the book. It's PDF form. But I think it's like 16 hours of audio. Let me tell you something. If you haven't listened to this, you need to listen to this. If you're going to be a jurist, especially if you're going to be an administrator, you need to be listening to this stuff. If you're an organizer and administrator, you need to be listening to this. Now, I do know not all organizers are going to become administrators. I know a lot of people, they don't, whatever for whatever reason, maybe they got a job that they're happy with, maybe they got a business, could be a, whatever, I don't know. But we do need four administrators in every county. That's what we're pressing for. Everyone else goes into the jury pool. And with that, I want to just finish off talking a little bit about the jury pool, and then we'll see if, is Hagen online yet? Anybody see him? Gerard, have you found Hagen?
Yeah, Hagen's on. I got him tagged over there. His name's on.
Okay, we'll get to him in a minute, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
What I'd like to talk about, this is extremely important, okay?
Hey,
we are not grand jurists. We don't identify ourselves as grand jurists or jurists. We identify ourselves as administrators. We do all our investigating as administrators. We do it from the standpoint that we've been empowered by the grand jury to investigate. We're on an investigation. We bring whatever it is that we find, our findings, if we think we have to, if we can't solve the problem, if those four people who are doing an investigation can't solve the problem, and believe me, most problems can be solved. We don't want to send them to court if we don't have to. We make a contract and we make it work. We'll talk more about that when we get to those points. This is really what we're looking to do, is really try to make the agreements between the injured party and the violator of the individual so that we can reinstate the injured party. And if we can't settle that problem, then we take it to the grand jury. We bring that case to the grand jury. We are not the grand jury. We bring the case to the grand jury. And we explain to them, and if we really believe that that there is a violation here, of course, we're going to do everything we can to influence them. That's what our job is. So we will bring our case to them, and then they will make the decision whether they indict or not. And if they indict and they go into the court, then we have to get a trial jury. We have to get a hold, and we use our pool first. We draw off of our pool. The people who are signing up on National Liberty, we draw off there. And then we then draw off of the registration forms for voting, voting registration forms. We'll draw off that. Just like they do, we'll draw off there. But we get to orientate them. We get to spend 8 hours with them to let them know what their duty is, to explain to them that they're to look at every case and develop to the best of their ability a sense of honor, a sense of justice, a sense of mercy, that they have to find an injured party in order to find them guilty or to indict them, that for every injury there must be a remedy. A whole focus, if there is an injured party there and they believe this is the person that did it, you got to figure out a way to restore the injured party. This is not about putting people in jail. It's not about fining people and giving it to the state. Who the hell are they? They don't get nothing. They get their salaries. That's what they get, okay? Whatever money that gets involved here, if that's what it is, to reinstate this person, then you get that money to that individual that's been injured. We have to restore people. That's what common law is. The only people that really belong in jail are violent people and judges. Judges need to know what jail is like. Judges, I am so sick of judges. I haven't found a good one yet. I think they're all evil. I do know now, after 4 years fighting in the courts, and I've been in all of them. I've been in the Supreme Court. We've been up in the appellate court, the Court of Appeals. We've been in the federal courts. We've been down on the down in the family court and the county courts. We've been in the town courts and in the city courts. I've been in New York City Court down in Brooklyn. And these people are evil. They know. I know now that all judges know that it's a fraud and they're defrauding you. So I don't know of a good judge. Yeah.
No, sorry. Hey, Joel, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Sorry,
yeah.
I have a message to pass to Gerard real quick I've been holding on to. Veronica Port sent you an email as of January 16th. She's wondering if you received it and if you could respond to her. Sorry, I just want to throw that in there real quick.
Yeah.
All right, we'll catch
those
things after we're done with Hagen. So anyway, the point is that's what our job is, okay? You know, when we come together on the big things, okay, and the four administrators, okay, when we go to talk to the judges, that's who the four administrators and anybody else that wants to come along, we're going to talk to the judges. We're going to talk to the prosecutors. We're going to talk to the sheriff. And anybody that wants to come along, they're welcome. 20, 30 people want to pop on and talk, that's fine. Come into the room, and we're going to talk to these people. And we're going to read them the Riot Act. We're going to let them know about common law. We wrote books on common law. Okay, we wrote a book, as a matter of fact, a jurist book, and I didn't cover that. I want to go back and cover that. I forgot to really pay attention. Probably one of the most important pages on this website is jurist documents. You find that under the jurist tab, and you click on jurist documents. These are papers that are written in order to give you understanding and information on very important things. We talk about the administrator's duties. People need to know what an administrator's duties are. We have a paper on this. Go read it and understand what the duties are. We have authorities. Now, the authorities, 4 pages of authorities, by what authorities we act on. Okay, and we also have these authorities are also tapped in and handed into the courts when we do the when we constitute a grand jury. We have extraordinary remedies. Okay, this talks about the King's Bench. If you don't understand the King's Bench, then you know you shouldn't be an administrator. You need to understand the power that's involved with this and what the King's Bench actually is. If the King's Bench is not in the court, it is not a common law court. It's a nisi prius court. The King's Bench must be in it. And the King's Bench opens when you go out and start your investigation. The King's Bench has sent you out to do that investigation. And when you bring the jury together, the King's Bench is open for business. The Supreme Court has opened. And if it decides to indict, it passes the ball on to the jury, the trial jury. And that's what makes it common law, the grand jury and the trial jury. If there's no free grand jury, a common law free grand jury, and there's no common law free jury, trial jury, then there is no common law. It's a nisi prius court, and you can object to everything that goes on in that court and refuse to give them consent. And I want to tell you something. Believe me when I tell you, the judges know. You stay on point, and you will frustrate them. You do not give them jurisdiction. You deny them jurisdiction. You tell them they don't have jurisdiction. They have no authority over you. But you need to be able to study up and bone up to come up with some of the court cases and legal terms that back this up. Anyway, this page is so important. People need to get out here and read these things. And we also have a state plan. I didn't cover that. There's a couple of things in here. The state plan. People ask me questions, or they say, you don't have a plan, or our plan is this, and they have no clue what our plan is, I discover. Well, you haven't read this page. Go here and find out what our plan is for the state. We have laid the whole program out and what it is that needs to be done in order to bring our courts back to a common law court. This is the plan. We wrote a federal plan, but we pulled that out. We're not going to put that in until we get past the state levels, and we're going to talk about the federal plans. We do have a plan for the federal courts, and it's just not wise right now to do them at this point, you know, to reveal our knowledge on that area. So anyway, you have to read the state plan. Let's see what else I might have missed here. I think that was the only other thing I missed in there. Okay, so anyway, look, we got to get going, people. Come on, what is stopping you? I'd like to hear some excuses tonight. I want to hear people tell me why they can't start a grand jury within the next week or two. You tell me why, and I'll give you the solution, how I can tell you that you're wrong, and I'll give you the solution to your problem. I want to hear from people who have not got up to do a grand jury, get a grand jury going on in their county. And if I don't get anyone answering those questions, then I'm going to expect to see these numbers start to pop up like crazy over the course of the next couple of weeks. Everybody, get out there and do it. Communicate with the other county coordinators. Communicate with the people. There's lots of people who are not county coordinators, and the state coordinators will give you, send out email on your behalf to them to collect them for you, and they will help you. They come to these calls, and they're not county coordinators, and they're willing to help. For whatever reason, they just don't want their name on the county coordinator list. But they're able to help. And you know what? If everybody comes out for 5 minutes here or a half hour there, if everyone gives us an hour, we can get all the heavy lifting done. Just 1 hour. And we'll get all the heavy lifting done. And we'll put hundreds, if not thousands, of grand juries onto the map within the next couple of months. We can do it if we set our mind to it. Now, we're about to go national. And we are national in the sense network national. That's how we got national, through networking. But we're about to go national on national radio. And when that happens, we're going to get a big line, a lot of people coming in. We need to be stabilized before they come in. They need to be met by leaders. And we need to keep them from not getting too excited to try to go out on witch hunts, because that's not what we're about. We're about justice, we're about honor, and we're about mercy. And as long as these people are willing to obey the law from this point forward, I don't care what they've done in the past. When we stabilize, people that they've hurt in the past will come and tell their stories, and we'll deal with it then. Until then, I don't care. So, and you shouldn't care either, because we have a nation to save. And if we don't save that nation, there's nothing for you, there's nothing for your children, there's nothing for anybody. All right, with that, let me bring Hagen on board. You want to unmute Hagen? Hagen is down in Florida, and as I mentioned earlier, if you go out to our state, to our page, and you click on Breaking News, you'll see him as the top story. I'm going to read it right now. You can download the PDF. It's a mandamus that Hagen wrote with other people down there in Florida, and this is what's posted. It says, posted Monday, January 20th, 2014. That's today. St. Johns County, Florida, common law grand jury files a writ of mandamus demanding access into the courthouse in order to function under judicial auspices. Hagen, you want to fill us in on any details and what's going on?
Yes, I will. Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you great. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. First, I want to start off by thanking Joaquin DiMoretta, Pat Cranwell, Roger Dowdell, and others who have joined together in a collective effort because this is a collective effort of people working together as a team. And in every state, if you county coordinators with your state coordinator will get together and work as a team without worrying about recognition for yourself or anything else, just work together to accomplish what you set out to do, you'll do it. I'm giving what I've got. I'm setting an example for others to see. That's why I asked John if he would put this on the website for others to see, because a lot of work has actually gone into it. We could have put more, but we felt that it would be somewhat superfluous to put too much more in there. So we just kept it more or less simple but direct and to the point. We also, if you're looking at the writ of mandamus that we wrote, you can see on there that we put the writ in the beginning on the front page. It's a very impressive page to look at. It's in purple color because it represents the king's colors. And the king's prerogative must be expressed here, and that's what we're doing. That's why we did that. We put the Magna Carta at the top of the page. That was Joaquin's idea. He did a very good job of creating that shield. Then while he was doing those things, I was putting together the language, the memorandum of law, the Magna Carta, Section 52 and 61. I went on through and did a quote from George Washington, and I want to read this to you because this is a question that gets asked of me all the time. Where do you get the authority to do what you're doing? Washington said it very clearly. He said, the power under the Constitution will always be in the people. It is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for certain limited periods to representative of their choosing. And whenever it is executed contrary to their interest or not agreeable to their wishes, their servants can and undoubtedly will be recalled. We can punish these people. We don't have to allow them to do things that we did not authorize them to do. And this is the way we do it. It's through the common law grand jury that they gave us that mechanism. The Declaration of Independence made it clear that the power also belonged to the people and that government was instituted for their liberty, their life, their liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So whenever government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Then the Constitution and the Supremacy Clause made it clear at Article 6, Clause 3, that we bind these people to the supreme law of the land, and judges and every public official in all three branches are bound to the Constitution in spite of their state constitutions or their state laws. And I felt it necessary to put that in there because of the attacks that they're bringing that I'm going to talk about in a little bit. I put in the Fifth Amendment where the grand jury is enumerated in the nature of crimes, the Seventh Amendment, where it's enumerated in civil cases in excess of $20. The Ninth Amendment explaining that we never surrendered any rights to them. They cannot regulate our rights. We kept that to ourselves and didn't give them the power over our rights. So one example that I'll give you real quickly is your right to vote. Whenever they require you to register to vote, and if you're not registered, you can't vote, the very first question on the voter registration says, are you a citizen of the United States of America? If you answer no to this question, don't fill out this form. Then they go on and say that they'll use this form for an affidavit for any purpose. Well, you're not a citizen of the United States of America unless you live in Washington, D.C., or unless you were born there, or you claim that you're a federal citizen. If you answer yes to that question, you have claimed yourself to be a federal citizen. Then the federal government has authority over you. I put that in there for that reason, because you are one of the people, as John has said before. You're not a citizen. You're only a citizen when you're subject to something. A subject is a slave. A citizen is bound by those things that he's agreed to. So we put that in there so that it's clear. We also put in the Constitution for the State of Florida, Article 1, Section 1, where as most states, right in the beginning, make it clear, all power is inherent in the people. So, you know, where do we get the power from? We get it from ourselves. We kept it for ourselves. We didn't give it to them. So then I put some excerpts in there that are my expressions. I said, only a common law grand jury can issue a presentment or an indictment under oath, which is a true bill or a no bill. There cannot be any prosecutions by a prosecutor without a true bill from the common law grand jury. And that is expressed in U.S. versus Williams, and I cited that. The state statutes for Florida and its subdivisions, special grand jury fund, are enumerated in their statutes under the 125.59 and so forth. I put those in there because they've been pointing at these things, telling me things, and when I read it, it's not what they say it is. It's the opposite. And they're trying to give themselves statutory power to convene a grand jury in the state when, in fact, they have absolutely no power to do so. And when they look at U.S. versus Williams, then these lawyers are coming forth and saying, well, in U.S. versus Williams, it says, typically they'll say, that the court is granted the power to constitute a grand jury under the U.S. versus Williams case. Well, that's not what it says. And these lawyers are lying, and they even put it in writing and sign the names to it. When they do, I charge them with felonies. But here's what it says. It says, judges' direct involvement in the functioning of the grand jury has generally been confined to one of the constitutive role of calling the grand juries together and administering their oaths of office. That's the only, and that's at arm's length, that's the only authority that they have, and that's not even an authority. That's if we so agree to it. We don't even have to agree to allow them to swear us in. We can be sworn in by a notary public or anyone with the power to administer oaths. I put there, I said, here it is clear that we, the common law grand jury, have constitutional existence, as well as the legislature has acknowledged that we are still in existence and must operate from within the courthouse. The court has absolutely no jurisdiction over the common law grand jury, except in some cases they may administer oaths. And then I referenced the U.S. versus Williams, Hanna versus Larchet, and others. And this being the memorandum of law, I also put in the U.S. Code, Title 18 Crimes Code, the Civil Rights Section 241, Conspiracy Against Rights. If two or more persons conspire to any person in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the act committed in violation of this section, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Then we put a notice in there. We let them know without naming them. You are warned that anyone who intentionally refuses to provide for the restoration of the common law grand jury shall be charged with obstruction of justice. And if conspiring with other persons, they shall also be charged with criminal conspiracy and other crimes against justice, as well as deprivation of rights in their individual and private capacity. You, the county commissioner, shall immediately provide within the court edifices, according to the law of the land, the following. And then I enumerated the things that I would indulge you to allow me to read. Number one, provide space and equipment along with three rooms for the common law grand jury within the court edifices. There shall be a meeting room for 25 grand jurors to meet, complete with conference table, 25 comfortable chairs, complete with castor wheels. The door to the conference room shall be secure and have secure locking devices. There shall be offices for a secretary, complete with desk, office chairs, filing cabinets, computers, chairs for guests, water dispensers, pamphlet racks, laptop computers, new but never used, and other amenities such as quality printers, reams of paper. The door shall be secure with locking devices and a buzzer opener. There shall be a meeting room suitable for four administrators, complete with conference table, four office-type comfortable chairs, four laptop computers, reams of paper, printers, never used, and all other necessary office supplies. This room shall have a locking door with secure locking devices. Provide security devices and passes for all 25 jurors. The jurors' names and identification shall not be visible. They may be in code for security reasons only. There may be other equipment and supplies needed as the common law grand jury proceeds. The foreman of the grand jury will instruct the county commissioners accordingly. There shall be funding made available for the budget for the common law grand jury and will be issued upon voucher submitted to the county commissioners. The beginning budget for the payment of the grand jury shall be approximately $1.5 million for the first year beginning on or before January 31st, 2014. The county commissioners for St. John's County shall notify the chief investigative administrator for the common law grand jury as soon as the command has been assigned to their deputy administrator, along with his name and contact information. The passing of the responsibility of your duty, passing the buck, will no longer be tolerated. That has already been done. That is dereliction of duty and is a criminal act. It is delay of justice and is a crime. That is obstruction of justice and is a crime. In the U.S. Supreme Court stunning 6-3 decision, Justice Antonin Scalia, writing for the majority, confirmed that the American grand jury is neither part of the judicial, executive, or legislative branches of government, but instead belongs to the people. It is, in effect, a fourth branch of government, governed and administered to directly by and on behalf of the American people, and its authority emanates from the Bill of Rights and has the power to enforce law and remove people from office. See U.S. Supreme Court decision, volume 504, pages 36, 49, in the year of 1992. Take notice. You are warned that no man is above the law, not you, not judges, not lawyers, not attorneys, not county commissioners, not court clerks, not governors, or anyone else. Respectfully submitted on this 21st day of January 2014 by we, the investigative administrators for the Common Law Grand Jury for St. John's County, Florida, signed and sealed by the four administrators for the county. Now, remember, you are going to get all kinds of runaround by these people when you ask for these rooms because these lawyers see their power slipping away. They know that we have the power to do this, but they're trying everything they can. But as John has said before, it's such a feeble attempt that they cannot win. When you have read and studied these things that John's telling you to do, they cannot defeat you. You will be able to stand up to them, and you'll do it with pride. You won't have any fear. You'll be able to stand up and defeat these guys in a head-to-head argument anywhere, anytime. I have done it. I've taken people with me. I do take people with me. I hope that you will do the same thing. You can take this writ of mandamus, and you can fashion it to fit you and what you're doing. But when you file your papers, file them to the court clerk. Do not let anyone tell you to file them anywhere else. The recorder of deeds is not the appropriate place to file these papers to get your place in the courthouse. You file your papers for memorialization into the miscellaneous files with the court clerk. That's the criminal division. You then file with the county commissioners this writ of mandamus to get the place in the courthouse. It is their duty. It's by law. These things that I've enumerated in here that they must supply to us, what I found ironic is, are in their statutes. But they think that it's a statutory grand jury and not a common law grand jury, when in fact it is not. There's nothing in the Constitution that I can find anywhere, I don't believe it exists, that authorizes a statutory grand jury, only the common law grand jury, because that power was reserved to us. So once you do the mandamus, the next step that I won't talk about yet, I will ask John to post it on the site because I suspect that we're going to get resistance from this. I hope not. I mean, if it was me, I think I would obey it. But if they do resist, we will take the next step, whatever that step must be, and we'll do what we have to force them to comply with the law. So from that, I again thank everybody who is working to save this nation, not just those here with me, but those in other states. I work with a lot of people in Pennsylvania. I've worked with John Darish and Gerard and those in New York. one of these days I hope to get to meet them. I haven't met them face-to-face yet, but I look forward to it. But, you know, just stand up and do what needs to be done. Save this nation, not just for yourself, but for your children and your grandchildren. I just became a great-grandfather a few nights ago, and I can tell you I'm doing everything I can to save freedom for them. And I thank you for listening to me. And, John, I turn it back over to you, and I thank you guys as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Hagen, for that, you know, update on what's going on. And by the way, you know, that's down in Florida. We also have some good activity going on in Pennsylvania. Hopefully we'll get some updates from those people, too. But we should be getting updates from people around the country now. I know I talk to a lot of people, and people are constantly calling me, and I'm talking. And I get to meet a lot of people that are very capable of being able to do what Hagen is doing, what I'm doing, what Gerard's doing. They're able to do these same things also. And hopefully those people will pick it up and start pressing and making a plan in their state. You know, look to see what we've done here. Look to see what Hagen has done down in Florida. See what's going on in Pennsylvania. Give me a call. We'll discuss certain things and ideas, and you can pass them by us. We'll help you with the paperwork if you need help. But there are people, a lot of people across this nation that are capable of doing this, that have been studying common law. They've looked at the UCC. They understand the fiction. They know somewhat how the process is working, and, you know, we'll help them wherever they fail in that, and also if they fail a little in common law or whatever in procedure and how things really work, you know, we'll do the best we can to inform people of whatever it is that they need. We also have advisors. We have people behind the scenes that have much more experience than I do, and they advise me. I go to them for questions sometimes, and a lot of things we do, we ask them, you know, if we're doing it right, our research, if we're right on mark, and we've been getting a constant, yeah, this is the way to do it. And so we know from research, but we also get confirmation from other people who have knowledge. Some people have been in the courts over 25, 30 years. They have a lot more knowledge than we do. I've only been in the courts, maybe 3 years or so, 4 years. We've been doing what we're doing about 5 years, but we got into the courts maybe 4 years. When did we get into courts? 2011? 10? Yeah, first case I think was 10. We blew that right out of the water. We came back.
Yeah, I think it was 10. Yes,
yeah.
Right.
So, that's, you know, right, yeah. We've been studying common law for as long as we were trying to figure out how things work. We figured it out. We researched it. Anyway, one other thing before we move on to the callers, we do, and I mentioned this last week and the week before, on our website, we do have a goal. We're trying to meet an $8,000 goal. We're at 17% right now. We have been donated $8,000 as a matching grant. They have not given us any time on how long, but we'd like to get the money up as soon as we can. So anybody who can give, we'd appreciate it. We do ask, you know, the most important thing anyone can do is give us $5 a month or $10 a month. That's the most, or even 20. So we got some people giving $20 a month, and we got some people 10, 5. And, you know, that's the best thing, and that's not too much for people. You know, everybody can handle it. Sometimes someone sends $100 or $50, and we do appreciate that, believe me. $5 a month, if a lot of people do that, that'll keep things going, and hopefully we'll meet our $8,000 goal soon, and things will work a lot better and easier, because everything takes money. You know, we have to work together on this. Certainly I can't afford this stuff. I've been out on the wire on a lot of this stuff, and literally I've spent my rent money recently just to get things going with the promise of other money to come in, which hasn't come in yet, but, you know, we just got to keep things going. Anyway, we've got a lot of callers. We got 55 callers. I don't think they all have their hands up, but we've got quite a few callers in here. We do have two text chat rooms. We have one on Blog Talk, and we have one on our website. So we have quite a few people online. I think we're going to try to move through things a little quickly. Sometimes I spend too much time with one person. I'm going to try not to do that. Gerard, you're going to have to push me. Now, what we'll do is maybe we'll go over to Andrew. If anybody's got any questions there, we'll work off the text chat questions first. We'll try to push through them, and then we'll go on to the callers. Anybody have any questions over there on our website there, Andrew?
None really. I've just been filling in questions that I can answer on the text chat. People just wanting to find out where to get started, what files to download and all that. But everyone
okay.
else is helping them out. So nothing of too importance, but I'll definitely ring in when I get one.
All right, we'll keep an eye on the text chat. Anybody on the text chat that has a question out there, feel free to put it in, and Andrew will get our attention in between callers. Gerard, anybody on the other text chat here in Blog Talk? Any questions?
Yeah, the only question somebody did have, and I didn't break it to Hagen, was they wanted to know how many counties in Florida. I don't know if Hagen has a count on that or if we know that. But
well, yeah, I'll tell you what. You go onto our website. Let's do it this way. Go onto our website and highlight states on the top tab, and you can come down to Florida, okay? And if you go to Florida, you click on Florida. Now, on that page, it tells you how many members. We have 143 members in Florida, so there are a lot of people working in Florida to get these common law grand juries going. They have a total of 67 counties. Now, right now, they have zero constituted, but I happen to know they have between 8 and 11 constituted. Maybe we can let Hagen come in and tell us how many are down there constituted and how many he feels is going to be constituted in the next couple of weeks or so. Is it Hagen? Your mic is open.
Yeah, we have 11 counties constituted, and there's 37 counties that we're working with to try and get them to go ahead and have their elections. There are some scheduled. I don't know the exact number that are scheduled within the next week or two. But we are moving quite well. We're getting the message out to a lot of people. So we've actually got 9 of these 11 counties with their papers filed into the court. So and we've got the two that we're filing the writ of mandamus to the county commissioners tomorrow. And that is the proper way of doing it. So, you know, that's the best update I can give you at this time.
All right, thank you. And we'll try to work your problem out. And I know Roger is also up there as a coordinator. He can get out there. He's got state coordinator abilities, so he can get out there and, check off the counties. Just follow the instructions under the state tab. So you can click on any state here, and you can find out, you know, how many members, how many counties, and how many counties have been constituted in that state. Now, we have a lot of states with zero, which I know have elected some throughout the whole nation. So people just haven't gotten up there to adjust these things. They didn't have some people didn't have access. If you look on our website on the right side, you will see that we have 3,142 counties. That's in the entire nation. And we have 57 counties constituted. But we have more than that. I'm willing to bet we have well over 100 once we catch up and get everybody to check the counties. Now, we have states that we do not have state coordinators. Please, if you have the time, you know, a state coordinator can do most of their work from their home on the phone. Basically, that's what most of it is anyway, is really contacting other county coordinators and making sure they're active, getting them to work with other county coordinators. You know, hey Joe, did you know the county coordinator Mary is over here and she's pretty active? You guys should be talking because they're your next-door neighbor. Get them into conference calls once a week. This is what the state coordinator should be doing. You can use Skype. And you got to get a couple of people working the state, and you have to be working the people, all the county leaders. And in counties where there are no leaders, you can call people that are leaders in one county and say, hey, do you know anybody in your sister county right next door to you that we can call? Maybe you can give them a call, try to get them interested. You can make calls to Tea Party groups or other kind of liberty groups within that county. That's easy to, you can Google them. You can go to meetup.com. There's all kinds of ways you can, we got some ideas on some of these pages, but there's all kinds of ways you can find liberty people in different counties. The state coordinator's job is really just pushing people along, working the phones mostly, and getting some meetings going, just people chatting and organizing. The key thing is our business right now is to organize, constitute, and bone up on all of these issues, bone up on common law, bone up on the process, learn what's going on, come to the Monday night meetings, get all of your county leaders to get to this Monday night meeting, get all of the state leaders need to be here. Now, we have these states, we have about 19 states that have no leaders. And some of those states may already have constituted counties, but there's no one to get up there and flip the buttons on it. We need somebody to be able to work the state. The state coordinator has access to the entire list of all the people right on their state page. They can download a list of all the people within their state, and they can make phone calls and talk to these people and get them active. Let's get going. We need state coordinators. So if you want to be a state coordinator, and even if your state has a coordinator, if you want to help, give us a call. We'll give the other state coordinators a call. Talk to them. And call me, and we'll get you on the list. And if there's a state that don't have a state coordinator, even if you could be a state coordinator, some people may say, well, I can be one for a while, and I'll pass it to someone else when they get here. That's fine. Let's get these states, let's get some coordinators for these states. We need to become active in every single state, and we are. We have a presence in every state. Some states are more active than others. But look, all you need is one person in a state to get it going. So let's get doing it, okay? Okay, nothing over in the text chat on our end, Gerard, right? On Blog Talk side? Okay, I guess not. All right, we'll go to our first call. Jesse, you got the mic. You should be hearing that you've been unmuted.
Hi, John. Yeah, I just got a couple quick questions. I put in an email to you on the election laws in PA. I sent that to you today. I put the subject as election law. And what they had was election code. And I don't know if that it was in PDF form, so if that's not right, just send me an email or whatever, and I'll keep looking. But that's
what
I found.
I couldn't find anything particular that I could drop down as a PDF. I was looking mostly for the Constitution I thought you were sending, but I didn't notice the other either. If you can, I'll tell you, it's best if you go out to the to a page and you find either the Constitution or you find the election law, just click on it and download it yourself to make sure it's a PDF and it is what it says it is. And if it is, then send me the link or send me the PDF. Maybe it's best to email me the PDF if it's not too big. Anybody that's on Skype that's got me as a friend on Skype, you could just Skype it to me. So, and my Skype name is John Duresh.
John Duresh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
all the state coordinators, by the way, if you are on Skype, you should get me on your pal list, and we'll be talking soon. Go ahead, Jesse. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I sent it via email, and it was, to John Liberty, and
right.
It was a very big PDF file.
Oh, okay. Do me a favor, send it again, because I didn't see it very quickly, and I wasn't looking for the election law. I was looking for the Constitution. But send it to me again, and I'll get it.
I think you have the PA Constitution.
Yes, I do have the PA Constitution. Okay,
I sent that to you before.
All right, send me that again. And
I will.
I did get it, and I'll look for it again, okay?
The other quick question that I have is that I put in a help ticket or in the tech support about trying to use my smartphone. I have an Android, and I can't get there. I can't click on any of the submenus under standard jurist where it says how to have a jury in your county, how to get that election started. I can't click on any of the submenus using my smartphone. And when I'm out and about, I like to be able to utilize the page so I can utilize my time. And also, if I'm out somewhere and what somebody's interested, I can show it to them. But right now, for whatever reason, either I'm not, I don't know the way to get the phone to work, or it just doesn't work with the way they have the submenus.
Okay, and you put a ticket in with our tech support. Someone, how long ago did you do that?
That was probably 3 or 4 days ago.
Well, put another ticket in, and I'll talk with tech tomorrow and make sure that they get this going. Maybe they may be working on that problem. I do know, they've worked very diligently. making sure that it worked in all of the different formats that were available, and maybe they were unable to get it on, but it should be able to. Maybe they're still working on that. But I'll see what's going on. I'll push them along tomorrow myself. And
yeah, I just wanted to, because smartphones are a big thing, you know, I just wanted to get that thrown out.
What's
there
your username?
My username?
Yeah, on the website, the login username.
My login username is Proe Pilot.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, sure. It's Proe Pilot.
Okay. I missed that. T-I-L-O-T.
Yeah, P-I-L-O-T.
Okay, T-I-L-O-T.
And the, another thing that somebody brought to my attention is that in county organizers, there's some people that have not got transferred over somehow from the old list to the new site for Marengo County in Pennsylvania. That person that was listed as a county organizer is not on.
Okay, all they have to do, there's some people, there was about 100 people we could not move over, and I forget exactly why. They may have come on with their spouses and their email was duplicated, or they used certain information, maybe a phone number, or probably email, that maybe they signed someone else on and used their email to get them in. So they had the same emails, and you can only have one email. So we did send out emails to everybody on all of our lists to let them know if they go out there to sign up and their email isn't found, or it says it's already taken or used, that means you signed up twice, so you got to fix that. So people need to go out and re-sign up if they haven't been brought back on. Everybody has the ability to click on when they join to become a county coordinator or organizer if they want. And you can change that at any time. For people who don't know, I'd like to go through this real quickly since I'm talking about it, because I've thought about it that a lot of people don't know. Up on the top list where it's log in and log out, okay, you got log in or log out. You got new post, calendar, add events, my account, and tech support. So that's where the tech support is. Above that is the contacts. You can get contact your state organizer or county organizer. But if you click on your account, okay, click on my account, you'll come to a page with some basic information about your account. You can edit that. You click on your edit button, and there are two tabs on the far right side. One says account, and the other one says contact information. Now, on that account information, you can change your username. You can change your email. You can check off whether you want to, if you want to be a county leader, I think it's on the next page, the other tab. I think it's on contact info. Click on contact info. You put your phone number in there. You can check your box whether you want your phone number displayed or not. You can't be a county leader or a state leader if you don't want your phone number displayed, okay? And then you click on county organizer, or you can uncheck to remove yourself as county organizer. So if it's checked, you will show up on the county organizer page, your name and your phone number. If you uncheck it, you will be removing yourself from that page. So that's in the power of everyone to take care of their own business on our website. As far as becoming a state coordinator, you just have to contact me, and I will make you a state coordinator. We're allowing you should be able to, your state coordinator, if there is one state coordinator already, you can talk to them. They should be able to make you a state coordinator too. But you can call me or your other state coordinator if there is one. And so we'll click that box, and then there are certain powers you'll have, email powers. You'll be able to block people if they're a problem, and there's different things you could do, send out email and so on. So anyway, that's that. Let me go to the next caller. Are we done, Jesse? Well, we got to move on.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jess. If you want to talk some more, you can raise your hand again. We'll come back to you. Let's see who's next. Patricia from New Jersey. You should be hearing your mic has been unmuted. Patricia from New Jersey, you got the mic.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing, Patricia? You got the mic.
Okay. I have a question. All of our land is classified as commercial, meaning income property in the towns. Okay. How can the grand jury get all of this land reclassified as private property? Because now there is no classification at all for private property in the towns.
Well, once you turn property into private property, you understand you take yourself off the tax rolls. Do you understand that?
Yes, but there's no classification for private property.
Oh, well,
property.
I understand that.
How can
the
grand jury do this?
Oh, I understand that.
Actually,
well,
let me bring in here for a second. I'm actually researching this. Under Title USC, I think it's Title 27. Look up white title or quiet title.
You're breaking up. I can't understand you.
I'm sorry. There is a federal U.S. code that allows a person to seize property title from any third party, i.e. the state. You know, when you register a property, like a house, this works good for houses, not foreclosure and property taxes, look up what's called a quiet title or a white title.
But she's not looking to do that. She's not looking to do that. She's looking to have just the I guess you have your own property, and it's stated as commercial, and you want to change it. Is that what you're saying, Patricia?
Everyone's property is the records are falsified.
Okay.
Everyone's record
is
falsified.
That is
the term residential, in itself means...
Right. Yeah, you want to use the UCC, but there are other ways to do it, too.
Income producing. Hmm?
Okay. Yeah, there are ways to do this. That's a problem that you're going to want to discuss once you get control of the courts and bring the courts back to justice. Okay? I don't really have an answer, and I know that... Andrew was talking about the UCC stuff, and I'll let him talk a little more about that in a minute. I think that's a local problem, and I think it's something that you can, look, if people have property, they should be able to do what they want with it. And if they put it as commercial, it's usually because I think the taxes would be higher, and they're really pushing the idea of commercial, and they don't want residential in there, I guess.
Residential
is also
residential
set up
is
as commercial?
Commercial?
Oh, well, that's a fraud. Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. They're falsifying the records by classifying private property as residential, which is income property.
I understand now. Look, there's something you can do as the grand jury, but you don't want to focus in on it. Once you get power, we want to focus in on saving the republic. After we save the republic within our states, okay, now we're going to start dealing with the other problems, and that's a problem that the grand jury is going to want to look into. You're going to want to investigate. You get some people together, four people, the four administrators, and you go and investigate. Sometimes, you might have other people. Look, we have somebody in our group here in New York. He's down in Westchester County, and he is a private investigator. He's got skills as a private investigator, and he's even investigated judges and different things of that nature. And so when we do certain investigations, we're definitely going to give him a call, see if he's available to go out with us, because he's interested to help us. And he has his own business and doesn't want to take the administrative role in. We have another guy who we put on our website. We advertise on our website that we met. I mentioned this a little earlier. And he's on the right side of our website. He's an investigator. And ultimately what they do is they locate and recover assets. You might want to sometimes look for people within your group that has certain specialties in areas when you want to investigate. And when you start talking with the people within your county or the counties next door, you will find someone who will probably have a little bit of expertise in this area, and they will be able to assist you in the investigation. But that's what you need to do. It is a definite fraud if they're taking residential property and they're calling it commercial. That's a fraud. First of all, forget residential. It shouldn't even be that. It should be private. You should take it right off the tax rolls. It doesn't even belong there. And that's a whole another story also, which we don't really talk too much about because, we're too busy doing what we're doing. But later on, as time goes on and people come up with those questions when we start to get the authority throughout the nation, then we'll start talking about those other things. and will be a little more helpful in that area. Now, there's UCC stuff that Andrew was talking about I'm not too familiar with. I don't know. Is there anything that fits into this category, Andrew?
So what it is USC, United States Code. And it's an
USC,
proceeding.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, it's an actual court proceeding that allows the person to quiet all actions on real title and property. This is mostly used for property taxes, to stop foreclosures, or anyone else's claim to your real property. Basically, what it does in the end is take, like, say, your deed to your house and takes it away from the state's control, because that's how the tax man taxes you. When you register your any property with the county or the state, you hand over title to that property, and they hold your registration. That registration
right.
just means you're the certified keeper. If you don't pay taxes, they're going to come and take it from you. Quiet
right.
title takes it out of the state altogether, off the tax man book, and under common law gives you the direct ownership of that real-time property. This is how you stop property taxes. This is how you stop foreclosures. What it is, it's a action on the federal side that stops any other actions against you or anyone makes any claim to your real property. Now, if you have
All
a
right.
lien on it, you can do it with a lien or a mortgage. And if the mortgage company doesn't answer back, you might actually be able to get away from their claim. Because a lot of these mortgage companies...
All right, we don't want to go too much further in this. I appreciate your knowledge
yeah.
on this, but we don't want to get too lost on that. We want to stay on our program. So the main thing is this.
Yeah,
all property... All, you're live over the Internet here, Gerard. All property, okay, should be really filed as private, whether it's commercial or residential. It's none of their darn business. It's private. It's mine. Leave me alone, okay? And that's the bottom line on this thing. So that's something we'll look further into later. We'll try to help you with. But right now, let's stay on focus. And, yeah, there is a solution. The grand jury can do an investigation and come to conclusions and deal with these problems. Anything else, Patricia?
No, but are there people that are skilled at writing court papers or know where we can get templates to understand how to do these court papers?
Oh, absolutely. Go up to nationallibertyalliance.org. I will direct you to the judicial page, a tab. Okay, you highlight the judicial tab. And you will see, as long as you're logged in, you'll see court case examples right under there. You'll see law notes. You'll see court access course. All of these courses in here will help you, but those three particularly will be very powerful for you. And, of course, you want to do the common law studies that are also under the same tab. So that's where you would go. You can get a complete education on how to get into the courts, access the courts, how to write the papers. We give lots of examples. A lot of our cases you could take and use it as a framework for your case. You'll see a lot of these cases fit other cases. Okay?
Any other federal cases in there, too?
We have one
Title
federal
42,
case.
Title 42, 1983?
We have a lot of them. We have that in most of our cases written in, especially when we go after the judges and stuff. And we do have one federal case. It's an IRS case. So so you can go up there and you can look at those things, read it. You know, by reading them, you get an idea and a flavor on how to write a case. It gives you the framework. You start to see how easy it really is after a while. It's not that difficult.
Well, the thing
okay.
is, you know, you can write a case initially, but as a matter what happens when you have to do, like, a motion to strike and that kind of thing?
We have a course, teaches all that stuff. Is a course, and it's called Court Access Course. We
what
teach
it
all. How to write. It's the anatomy of a court case. It's
anatomy
underneath.
Anatomy of a court case?
Well, actually, it's called inside the book, Anatomy of a Court Case. It's a book we wrote. And it says it's labeled under judicial. It says court access course. Okay, and
under
that'll
judicial,
show you how
okay.
to. It'll show you how to file an action. Okay, and it'll give you all the breakdown of all of the parts of the action. You have to come in. You have to do it. You have to have a summons, which is one page. You have to have your action at law. You don't have a complaint. You have an action at law. You have to have an affidavit. You want to have certain memorandums depending on what court, what kind of case you're fighting. You definitely want the law of the case, a memorandum on the law of the case, and you want a law. You also want a memorandum on law and jurisdiction. And that's your first argument in court with the judge is the jurisdiction. You know, maybe next week we're going to talk a little bit about jurisdiction and consent. But anyway, that's how you file your case, and you have to get what's called, in New York, it's broken up into two parts, an index number and an RJI. Some states you go in, you pay the $310, and you get both of them together. An RJI is a request for judicial intervention, and an index number is a filing for your case. It gives you a filing number and a place in the files for your case so that they log it in. Now, after that, you know, the book goes on to teach you how to do motions, how to answer motions, you know, all kinds of things. Okay? So, you know, go through that, and when you start to have questions in there, you can come ask questions on certain, you know, things here on Monday nights. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. All right, we'll take our next caller. Gerard, anybody have any questions in our text area or Andrew? Anybody? If not, we'll go to our next caller.
No, I don't have any.
No, I'm good.
Okay, next caller, 6650. You just heard that your mic was unmuted, and I hear music in your background. Can you hear me? 6650. Looks like you're in the Catskill area here, 845 number. Well, lower Catskill anyway. Hudson Valley. Hello, 6650.
Gypsy.
Yeah, probably is. Okay, I guess they're away from their mic. Let's go to the next caller. 6844. Your mic is being unmuted. 6844 is my dyslexia. 6844, you got the mic. 941, you got the mic. Okay. Maybe you might want to remember those two numbers. We'll come back to them maybe. 0013, you've just been unmuted. What, am I off the air here? 0013. You got the mic.
That's a Skype number. They might not know the number.
Oh, well, someone's calling in. You should have heard that your mic has been muted or unmuted. I'll mute you again and then unmute you. So now you'll be hearing you've been muted, and now you're going to hear you've been unmuted, whoever that is. You got the mic. Okay, I guess they're not there. Okay, 5351, 5351, New Jersey.
Wait, George.
You got the mic. New Jersey, 5351.
Hi, how you doing, John? Jason
hey,
here.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
John, I had an interesting conversation with someone from Middlesex. They were being trained by FEMA for the community emergency response team, and they did it for a lot of hours, and the last thing they went on was the terrorist organizations in America, and they didn't say it by name, but there's a sovereignty groups are now being considered terrorist organizations. How do we respond to such propaganda?
Well, you know, we just got to be bold, and look, we go into the courts, we talk about being sovereign, and when we talk about being sovereign, we're quoting people. We're quoting our founding fathers. We're quoting Supreme Court rulings. We're even quoting some statutes out there to talk about us being sovereign. So, look, these are Nazis, and I don't use that word in a way that I'm attacking them. I'm telling you what they are. In the Republican Party, they're full of Nazis, not all of them. There's not really a lot of them, but they're in there. They control that party. And if you go into the Democratic Party, I'm sorry to tell you that they're full of Marxists. And we have to realize they're in both parties. It's a right-left punch. They don't care who gets elected, usually. They don't care if the Republicans get elected. They don't care if the Democrats get elected. They both bring us deeper into the pit of hell. And, you know, you look at what Bush promised us, and he gave us nothing but more and more problems, you know.
Which gave us
the Patriot Act. The last Bush. You know,
right.
The Bush before that, he was very clear about the New World Order, wasn't he? You know?
Right.
And so, and he was the one in Reagan's ear. He was the one that, you know, kept taking Reagan off track. So, you know, he was his vice president. But anyway, look it. They're going to continue on this. We only have one option here, one option only, okay? And that's for the people to step up and save America. You know, on our front page, we make it very clear. We bring it up quite often enough. Only the people can save America. Time to step up and let's get the job done. Let's get these grand juries elected throughout the nation. Let's get going and let's take this country back. And let's do it quickly because we don't have much time. And they're coming out. They're coming out after the people soon. And, of course, that's why they're trying to take our guns. And I'm certainly not giving mine up.
Now, another question is that you said that the communists have written the law books and the police
manuals.
The
New World Order has written the law books. They use the communist movement on the left. They use the Nazi movement on the right. Anybody who's been looking into the documentaries, look at the documentaries that Griffin done. We got almost all of his documentaries, if not all of them, up there. You go see, he's been documenting this stuff. It is quite clear we've been infiltrated. You know, during World War II, okay, we were sending reams, you know, people inside of our government were sending reams of stuff into the Nazis. And then after the war was over, they were sending it over to the Russians. Okay, let me tell you, we've been infiltrated for a long, long time. Go listen to the President Kennedy's speech, Kennedy in the press. It's a 20-minute speech, and he lays it straight out. We've been infiltrated. We have people within our government. It's a massive machine. It's huge. Only the people can save America. Only the people can rise up from the grassroots within their counties, take back the judicial process. That is the key. Take back your courts, and you take everything back, everything. You can shut down the Federal Reserve. You can deal with all these problems, all these crazy laws. You can render them useless. You just nullify them. They're nullified. We're not going to prosecute. No injured party, forget about it. So it's a very simple process once we get in there. So only the people can save America. That's what we're doing here, trying to save America. You know, people need to step up. Let's get these counties going. Chad, Rod.
Thank you, John.
Just make sure we're not part of the sovereign nation. That's what they try to accuse us of, being part of that sovereign nation group that was killing police officers. That's not us. Just because we quote Jefferson or Washington and use the word sovereign doesn't make us part of that. Listen, they said the Tea Party people are terrorists. And that's what I would ram down their throat. Yeah, Tea Party people, yeah, religious people, people with Bibles, yeah. So that means that 96% of the country is terrorism. If you're going to use their definitions, then you might as well lock the whole country up. It's a bunch of baloney.
And when the
John,
FBI
think,
came... Yeah.
Go ahead. No.
And when the FBI came...
was trying to connect.
When the FBI came to my house... I allowed them into my house, and I would tell anybody you shouldn't let any cops in your house. But I let them into my house, and it was pretty much under control anyway in my house. And one of the first things they asked me if I was one of them sovereign people. I said, "What are you talking about?" And he showed me the paper that I had, you know, that he had been given, and I looked at it, and I said to him, "Well, you know, did you see that? That's a quote." He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I didn't write that. I quoted someone." I think it was Scalia, as a matter of fact, but it may have been someone else. I said, "Go ahead, read that whole thing and look right down there. See, it's a quote. It's a Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court quote." "Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?" And he tells me I'm sovereign, so I think I'm sovereign. What do you think? I happen to know that I am. The Founding Fathers told me I'm sovereign. I've looked into these things to see what sovereign means. I'm one of the people. Yeah, I am. Aren't you sovereign? That's how I dealt with the FBI agent. And they left pretty nice. They said, "Hey, investigation's over here. We're not going to dig any further. Nice meeting you. Goodbye." And he was left. So, you know, if you handle these people right when they come out to you and talk to you, you can handle them right. But, yeah, they're trying to convince the people who aren't paying any attention that all of these people in liberty parties are terrorists. So, anything else, Jason?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, next caller here. We're going to go over to 0527. 0527, you're going to hear in a second. You have been unmuted. Go ahead, 0527. Let me try that again. 0527.
Can you hear me?
Go right ahead. I can hear you now.
John, okay.
I can hear you.
I'm kind of new to this. My aunt has kind of turned me on about a unlawful incarceration. The value is about $200 million plus. And could I get someone's contact information as far as an advisor in order to complete the forms?
What kind of forms?
In order to send an affidavit as well as the FOIAs.
You mean for a FOIA? For a FOIA?
Yes.
Well, you can get a FOIA from any state office, you know, any government office. They'll give you a FOIA, and you can FOIA anything you want. An affidavit, I don't know what you would want with an affidavit. How old are you? Are you still in the college or out of college, or where are you? How old are you, about 20s?
28.
Okay. All right. Well, let me direct you to our website and go looking under our jurist and judicial page tabs, and it'll teach you everything you need to know on how to get into the courts. How to fill out the legal papers, how the legal process works, and I tell you what, it doesn't take really long if you put your time into it. You can get through a lot of this stuff and start utilizing it quite quickly. Within 6 months, you can literally be writing some of your papers if you put the time into it. You listen to a lot of these tapes, you watch a lot of the videos, and you read the materials, and you get involved. Look at any eighth grader. Let me repeat that. Any eighth grader should be able to walk into a court and handle themselves in a court. Any eighth grader. You know, we have a test we hand out. I do believe we have it up on our document page. We have a test we hand out from 1895. I think it was Kansas, 1895. And it was an eighth grade test. And the higher education that they went to was the eighth grade. That was it. And their eighth grade test was equivalent to any college level here in this nation. And so in 8 years, that's all they had in school. Why do we spend so much more time in school, so many more hours, and so many more years? The reason being is because they're brainwashing us. That's why. School has nothing to do with education. Our founding fathers intended and expected for us to have a classical education. I don't think many people know what a classical education is. That's the great works. These are the people our founding fathers read. That's a classical education. The Bible was part of that classical education. Matter of fact, the education back then and in the 1890s, the Bible was the book they used to teach people to read and write with and to teach principles and morals. Okay, so you know, this is classical education, and they taught them civics. We're teaching civics right here. We're teaching the Constitution. We're teaching American history. We're teaching court access. We're teaching common law, procedures, processes. All of that stuff is on our website. You can get a complete, full-rounded classical education right on our website. So dig in, and then you'll be able to go into any court and deal with any problem under anything. We have a lot of case examples to teach you how to write cases, and most of our cases could be used as a framework for almost any case out there. Every time we write a new kind of a case, we post it up there. Go ahead.
I'm willing to contribute, and I'm not necessarily pursue as far as earning the nation. My goal is to close my claim. I might donate as far as the support.
We don't do that. We do cases, but a lot of the cases are our own or people that are close
You're talking about a case for unlawful incarceration.
you're going to end up having to run that through the state court, and then you're going to end up in federal court, and you have to sue them personally. So you got a long road ahead of you because, you know, you're never going to get the state
settled. We can't write the case for you, and we're not in any way that we can do it for you. And we kind of stopped taking on cases. We're only finishing off the cases we have taken on, and only in an emergency close by, someone I know that's just colloquial, you know, will we do anything with. Because if I get back involved in that, we can't be doing this. And so we don't want to confuse people. Did I accidentally unplug him? No, I don't think I did.
No, he's open. He's open, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean, all I can tell you is that you should learn to take care of it yourself. You can do that on our website. You can learn all about it. And we have no – by the way, I want to tell you something, and this is a very important point. And I say this very seriously. You will find no poison on our site. Let me say that again. You will find no poison on our site. Now, what do I mean by that? I can tell you I've been on so many websites. I've listened to so many people talk. I've looked into so many things that people claim this. And they got a lot of truths. You know, it looks pretty good. But they got poison in there. And it destroys everything they're doing. So the enemy puts poison in everybody. And sometimes poison, we put the poison in ourselves because we don't really do our homework. We take a guess and we do things and we're doing it wrong and it poisons the whole well. Okay? We research everything we do. We're very, very, very fussy. We have tremendous amounts of authorities proving everything we do and everything we say. And that's why the four judges that we indicted here in New York, they threatened us with all kinds of stuff. They sent the FBI out on us after us, and they all walked away, and they said, no, we're not getting involved. They didn't spend any more than 20 minutes, 15 minutes, and they left. They wanted no part of what we were, because they understood we were right on the mark. And they were lied to when they were sent out after us anyway. Their lawyers, these judges get lawyers to threaten us, and we ignored, and we went on, and they've done nothing. And we know, and they've gone silent. And so we know we got them on the run. We know we're doing the right thing. We know we're doing it the right way. Just be careful of poison. There's a lot of poison out there, you know. So
right.
I can tell you on our website, you go through it very carefully. We have none. We've been very, very careful with what we put up there.
Is there two roads? From what I've heard, there's the state and federal route, or there's gather everything and take it over to Great Britain and settle for percentage upon the dollar.
What's this?
Is you gather everything, all the information, and then you take it over to Great Britain and pretty much hand over your claim, and then they cut your
check.
You're
getting involved in the fiction. We don't involve ourselves at all in the fiction. I know some people use the UCC stuff, and they go to make claims, and they do certain things. I think it's very dangerous things to do. You better know what you're doing if you're going to do that, number one. But number two, that whole thing is a fiction. Why use their fiction, their fraud? Even though we're using their fraud against them, why even bother? Let's get to the common law. Let's do it right. If they've damaged you or injured you, you can take care of it from a different perspective. You can do it from your own court of record. And you can set up your own court of record and go into the courts and take control. Not a simple thing to do, but you can do it. And later on, we may talk a little bit about those things in a court of record, but not tonight.
Because we're getting our courts back.
Yeah, we do want to bring our courts. Once we get our courts back, it'll be a lot easier for people. But you still need to know the process, how to write a paper.
Right, and I'm just learning. I'm fairly new.
Look, spend time on our website.
Everything will get easier.
Spend time on our website.
Once we get back to common law, they're going to know that. Most of the people that are incarcerated illegally anyway, and that's going to become evident after a while. I mean, everybody's going to have an easier time. The only thing is they're not going to be able to pay everybody, because if they got to pay everybody, they're going to be broke. So your only consolation is you'll be able to run them out of office.
It was a 5-day hold for some bogus complaint where they removed me from my home and stuck me with a needle and put me in a room and then released me after 5 days with no problem. So it's I think it's
I don't necessarily remember the math, but the total is 200 million plus. 10
no,
officers
no.
pinned down is.
You're not gonna be able to go out after that kind of money. You have to be reasonable. Those numbers are way, way too big. It is horrible, and I don't think there's enough money in the world to pay for anything. When you've been incarcerated, it's not enough to really pay for that. But nevertheless, you try to put a number to it, and that number should be anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 a day. That's where that number should be. If you've been beat up, that's worth some money. Every time they violated a certain unalienable right of yours, that's worth a certain amount of money. There are different things and there are different values, and you have to be reasonable. You know, your whole court case might be valued at $1 million or $2 million. Now, if you're looking to go into your SESQ fund to try to take money from there, everybody has a SESQ fund, and I heard the last claim I heard was everybody's SESQ fund is worth about $450 million. They've sold you on the market as meat, as cattle. And the moment you were born, your papers went onto the market. They've been trading us as cattle for a long, long time. And that's the fiction,
right.
That's the UCC stuff. When you go to jail,
and
they draw money out of your SESQ fund. There's all kind. It's all fraud. We don't participate in that part of the fraud. Now, we can go in there, and we can play the game. I happen to know somebody recently who went in there and played the game, and they did get a lot of money, and they got it back. 30 days later, they came out and got arrested. Right now, I'm not sure. Well, I think they're still running from the law. They're facing 7 years. Now that they're running from the law, if they catch them, they're going to face a lot more. Now, the whole thing is fraud, and his case could have been won, but he found us too late when I was talking with him, and he's close by, so it's someone I would have helped. But right now, again, I'm not taking on any cases, and Gerard, none of us are. We're focused in on this. We're only dealing with the cases we have going that are active, nothing more.
And listen, if they pulled you out of your home and stuck you with a needle, put you in a crazy house, and they didn't have a reason to do it, even a regular lawyer will take that case because they'll settle out of court.
Well, not only that, he could take his case to the grand jury. Once the grand jury stabilizes the state, those are the cases the grand jury would hear, and they would fix it
for
you.
Right, right.
You don't even have to go take it to court. Grand jury will take it to court for you. They'll try to work a deal out for restitution.
When?
What state are you in?
Oregon.
Oregon. Well, Oregon's moving along. Go take a look to see how many people are in Oregon. Not long ago, there wasn't any or many people. Let me see who's in Oregon right now. Oregon, there he is. Oregon. Okay, we got 28... people in, we got a lot of county organizers there. We got 28 people working in the state. They got 36 counties, so they don't have a lot of counties. And I think they're working on constituting some right now. There might even be some. I don't know whether we have a state coordinator yet. But go to the go to Oregon's page. Just go to contacts. Click on county organizers. Click on Oregon. And call some of those people up. Call people who are close to you. Get involved. Help them build the grand juries. Work with them to get it done. Study. Maybe get a job working with the grand jury, working as an administrator. But you have to do studies. We got everything you need right on this website. You can get a complete, full, rounded, classical education on our website right now. If you want it, you got it. Right there. Self-educate yourself. I'm self-educated. I furthest grade I ever went to was eighth grade. Everything else, I'm self-educated. All of my children are self-educated.
I'd take a settlement. It's not about the amount. It's about
right.
Justice.
Well, you go to the grand jury once the grand jury's in place. Work. Look it. Educate yourself. There's no statute of limitations on common law. So you can go back to this a year from now. It doesn't matter. Work with the grand juries in your area. Help them establish grand juries. Get the word out. Get people involved. Bone up on the common law. Bone up on all that we have to offer. And once the state brings back the courts, then they'll be open to business for people to come in and bring their cases before them. And you go bring your there's a hotline, and there'll be a hotline in your county. You'll make that phone call, and you'll be involved with them, so you'll know these people anyway. And you say, and after we save the Republic in that state, that's when they take the other business. They're not going to take any business till they deal with all the judges, all of the prosecutors, and all of the sheriffs, and put the legislators and the Senate back into their place. And then after that, they'll start taking cases. And that's when
like
you bring your
hearing.
Kids.
After all this is said and done, I'm out of here. I'd move to China. But if you guys stay the path, I might come back because it sounds good.
Well, you shouldn't run. You should get up here and fight with us. We need the help. Don't think that way. You know, stand up for liberty. Stand up for justice. Stand up for your family. Stand up for your heritage. You know, I don't know if you have children yet. Stand up for your children. If you still have parents, stand up for your parents, your siblings. Stand up for your neighbors, your friends.
One question. What is a collapse? What does that mean?
We're heading towards, there's all kinds of different collapses. The one that's heading our way that's the biggest is the monetary collapse, the collapse of the dollar. But don't think you're going to find any kind of protection anyplace, because once the United States goes down, the whole world goes down on lockdown. They've already got that fixed up. Look at America has been out there and creating democracies. Democracies is the first step to oligarchies. They've built oligarchies. They're not democracies. They look like democracies. They put a president in the place. They say, let the people vote. The vote really doesn't count. And if it does, they really don't care which one gets in, right or left. Same thing here in the United States. Really, there's some group of people behind this president that's really pulling the strings. It's called an oligarchy. The guy's a dictator. You know, right now in Washington, we have a dictator. We've had dictators for quite some time now. People just don't realize it. But this guy's a dictator. We have an oligarchy. They keep telling us we're not a republic, we're a democracy. That they change everything. They change the meanings of words. And so all of these democracies, I think we made 260 democracies or something around the world in the last 50 years. So we created 260 dictatorships. And then the other ones that are outright dictatorships, like, Iraq and Iran and all that stuff, we control them too. Not we. The New World Order controls them too. The United States pulls their strings. The whole world's ready to collapse. The only thing that's keeping it from collapsing is America. That's the only thing. And we're almost done. There's not much time. That's why I keep telling them to step up and do it.
They're getting close. They're like an...
Try it again.
I'd just like to throw in here. There was never such a thing as the United States being a democracy. You'll never find the word democracy in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or the Pledge of Allegiance. This country was never meant to be a democracy. I just want to throw
right,
that
our founding
in.
Fathers despised democracies.
Yeah, a lot of people, because of this lie, they think that we are a democracy and that's the country we live in. We were never once set up to be a democracy. I just want to throw that in because a lot of people still get confused.
All right, well, we're going to move on to our next caller. Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like they're getting close. The United States is getting close. Their intel is about Nintendo, and as far as their operation skills, it seems like they're kind of Russia in a way. They're very similar. And now the American is in charge because the Russians were kind of hidden in the United States, and their next in command is now top, and he's trying to put it together, but they're getting close to getting overthrown. And you're right, it's kind of power to the people. And
it's up to the people.
I'm just not feeling the vibe anymore. It's not what it used to.
Well, you're around the wrong people.
Not back when
you're around the wrong
people.
You're around the wrong people. Okay, get involved with the people we're involved with. If you want to get into something that's really going to make any sense, anything that's going to try to bring justice back, anything that is going to talk about what's right and talk about righteousness, get involved with what we're doing. And if you don't want to, you run to China. You think you're going to be safe there. Any American, any place in the world is going to be taken out. I'll tell you right away. You'll be an easy mark out there once they lock down. So
China
there's no place to run.
Very,
look at
I'm not looking to run. Looking to get trained.
Look, well, there you go. Come here, get trained. Get knowledge is power. Look at, you know, G. Edward Griffin.
That wouldn't work.
He did
that
a documentary. He did a documentary, Nowhere to Run. There is no place. If people think that they can stick their head in the sand, if they think they're going to head up into the mountains, if they think they're going to go out to Montana, or they're going to go up to New Hampshire, or they're going to go out to China, or they're going to go to Japan, forget about it. It's a pipe dream. Ain't going to happen. They're going to take you out no matter where you're at. Now, it's true we may have to do what we have to do if it gets to that point, but we need to be mobilizing now. We need to be organizing now. We need to be setting up communications now. We need to be getting knowledge now. We need to go forward. We need to try to cut this off at the pass, and now is the time. Tomorrow will be way too late. When you're on that line, the death line, where they're heading you out to the pit to put a bullet in your head and bury you, it's going to be too late to do anything. Now is the time. So, all right, well, thanks for your call. Let me go to the next caller.
Minutes.
Yeah, who's the next caller here? I see you. What's the next button? 0485? Okay, I think it's 0485. 0485, you should hear you're unmuted.
Is that me, John?
That's you.
Hey. Thanks for the overview of the website that you put out. I got an email the other day.
Right.
Would it be all right if I print that out and hand it out here locally?
Print what out?
You got any problems with that? You give us like a general overview?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Form of the whole
do whatever
website.
You want. Hey, everything we do,
cool.
Everything we put out, everything we say, everything we offer is all free. Do with it as you please, as long as you're doing with it righteously and you're not distorting it. Just do with it, educate others, get them involved. This tonight on Blog Talk is recorded. You'll see it on our website, you know, on our chat page. It'll always be at the top. We may devote a new page to it once we set the new system up, but we'll always be there. You can go out to Blog Talk. There's buttons to go out to Blog Talk, and you can view all of our past episodes. We uploaded all of our past episodes that we've been on other places. We've only been on Blog Talk, I don't know, 4 weeks or something. But we've been on a lot of other venues, and so we have over 50, 60 weeks of conversation and teaching. So you can go back and listen to them, and this will be available. We'll tag it and kind of title it, and people hopefully will be able to find it easy and get the overview of the website. But, yeah, if you can print it out, that'd be fine. Send me a copy, and I'll put it up on the website.
Okay. And I pulled that down and sent it off to Joyce at the Power Hour. I don't know if you're still looking to hit that venue or not.
Yeah, I got the papers here. I keep wanting to, you know, I get so busy, and I just, some things I just don't get to. It's right on my desk right here. I've got it in my hands. And tomorrow, I'm putting this on my keyboard. So tomorrow will be the first thing I see, and I'm going to call up the Power Hour and get on the Power Hour. So, yeah.
There you go. But, yeah, now that you've got everything in place, because she has crashed a lot of sites.
Yes, that's what we're worried about.
Word out.
That's what we're worried about, and I'm going to talk with my tech tomorrow, make sure we're all ready for that, and we'll alert him on the time and date we're going to be on her page, and he'll be you know, keeping an eye on it and popping on new servers if necessary to keep us floating.
Cool.
So,
cool.
And that's when it starts to cost money, you know. That's when it really starts to cost money. And, you know, we've had people come on and listen, and once in a while we ask for money. We just tell them, you know, what we told tonight, and people get turned off. They say, they're just about money. Well, they don't understand, you know. They don't understand. Nothing is for free. This website is not for free. Let me tell you, we put a lot of work into this website.
That's why I was so glad to see the complete overview of all the outreach that you're doing so that I can hand it out and hopefully get some groundswell here. And maybe get some funds put together and send you a big donation.
Yeah, we appreciate
I'm hoping.
That. I hear you. Well, we appreciate it.
Up.
You know, like we only ask for $5. If everybody sent in $5 a month, we'd be doing fine. We have a lot of listeners. You know, our website is, it's just still in the network. I mean, we are unbelievable. Our ranking is unbelievable. I'm blown away by our ranking. Every day I look at my ranking, and it gets better and better and better. It never goes backwards. It just keeps going, getting better and better. We've got great ranking. We've got lots of people listening and tuning in. A lot more than we've got people that are signed up. There's a lot of people coming to our website beyond that. So.
Awesome. Glad to hear the news. God bless, John. I'll let you get on back to questions.
All right. Thank you. Okay, we'll take on next caller. 0610. You should be hearing. You've been unmuted. 0610.
Yes, thank you, John. Eric here, Larimer County,
Colorado
State. Very well.
How's it going out there in Colorado, by the way?
You know, it's quite well. We're a little more prudent before we put out any of our paperwork, at least here in Larimer County. We've been dotting our I's and crossing our T's and going over all of our paperwork, so we should be filed here fairly soon. One of my main...
Have you constituted any?
Yes. Yeah, in Colorado, yes. I'm talking specifically here in Larimer County.
Right. How many have you constituted out there? Oh, it looks like you got four.
Yeah, I was going to say it's four or six. At least that's what the computer says. I think there's more.
All right, so whoever your state coordinator is that you?
No, it is not.
Okay, well, the state coordinator is on top of it. It looks like they got the four checked in, and hopefully when the two goes, they'll get up there and take care of that. So good job for Colorado. And you guys have 64 counties also.
Yes, and I'm parked in the Larimer area, as in Larimer County. So, but one thing I found that we really have in common, and I was discussing this previously this month, is that I have a list of words or key phrases, and you were, I thank you for going over the website one more time. You couldn't do it enough. But like what you have an example of with your law phrases, I'd like to submit to you I'd like to submit to you that that there's a possibility in this new website that jurists and people alike can go through a process to enter words and key phrases onto the website, because that's one thing I've been pushing over the last 2 years with my efforts, is that we all speak the same language and we use the same power key phrases that cannot be, thwarted through unlawful action.
Right. Well, one of the things, you know, we were going to allow people to do uploads and do different things of that nature, but I faced reality when we were building this site that we've got 50 states. We've got 3,143 counties that will have leaders, and each one of those leaders will be four leaders per county. So that's quite a few people, and that would have access to do uploads. It's something like 12,000 people plus the 50 state leaders, and if you have more than 50, another two or three or four, that's another 100. I mean, when you figure that out and all those people uploading things, it might become a real mess, hard to figure out, number one. Also, we may get a lot of poison. and different things. But what we do is we do allow people to have the, you know, we set up for the forums where they can talk. They can make comments in different places, and anybody that has anything that they really think would be well to put up on our website, all they have to do is give me a call. We'll talk about it. They can send it to me. If anybody else has done notes and they have other words or phrases that I don't have and they want to share that with me, they can send it to me. They can zip it up and send it to me, meet me on Skype and drop it in Skype, and I'll go through it, and as long as I feel comfortable with it, I'll post it up with the rest of the notes. And we're taking on all of the state constitutions. So any state that doesn't have a constitution up there, send me a state constitution. If you're in one of the states that don't have one, send me a copy of a PDF. Send me a link to get to where I can download a PDF copy of the constitution. We're also posting up the election laws for every state.
That's another thing I wanted to hit on also, is that I would ask that National Liberty Alliance allow the states to post all of their constitutions, because I reference not just the Constitution of 1789 in the U.S., but I also reference the Colorado Constitution of 1876, but there are already, you know, so many various versions of it that are repugnant to the first version. And so are we allowed as states, I know we have, you know, up on the website, but can we post more than one of our state constitutions?
Yeah, you know, yeah, if you get them to me, and if someone writes a little introduction about it,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
if they do the work in their state and writes a little bit of an introduction about it, and they have two or three constitutions, and they write the introduction about it, and you send it to me in the constitutions in PDF forms, I have a program that I can combine all of the PDFs together and put them in the order that you might introduce them at, and you make the note, and I'll turn that into a PDF cover page, and people will be able to read that and say, okay, there's three constitutions in here. This is the first one, the second, and the third. If you want to give some thoughts on it, that's fine. And then I'll package it together and put it up on your state. You know, if you go up on our judicial tab and you click on state constitution, I'll tell you what we have right now. We have Arizona, Connecticut, Florida, Michigan, Montana, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, and West Virginia. Now, if your state was not mentioned here, send me a copy of the PDF. Let's get it up here. We need to have the state constitutions up here. Now I'm going to embarrass everybody because I've been asking for this for a while and nobody's done this yet. But if you go back up to the judicial page and you come down and you click on the state election laws, I'm going to read all the states that we have election laws on. New York.
Ouch.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, I'm looking at it right now. I'm glad I looked at it. I got the 2011 New York election law. Oh, okay, it says New York. That's good. Okay, so New York, that's it. Look it. Give me your election laws. You need to have that. We need to, when we get the judicial power, we're not stopping here. We're looking for the political power, too. The judicial power will bring back the political power and bring it back to the people. We have a plan for that. That was our original plan to save the nation. But that was an uphill battle. We couldn't get power. The state shut us down, literally. The New York State Board of Elections shut down the election for all elected committeemen. You have nothing but strawmen in there. It's a top-down organization. It's a private organization. It's run by the Communist Party, ultimately. Okay, both parties.
That's why I'm pleased with where National Liberty Alliance is now in this space-time. You know, you've come a long way, and this is one of the reasons why I chose to stand up. In the last few months, is because it's finally becoming what it really should be. And these next steps on the website are going to be essential for the future, period.
Right.
We are in the information age, and National Liberty Alliance must stand at the highest in the information age.
Well, we're doing our best to allow no poison in here. We're being very careful, and believe me, anybody who is listening and paying attention and reading our stuff, you know we are not a top-down organization. We empower the people where the rubber meets the road, in the grassroots, in their county. That's where the power is. And I'm involved in my county. I'm involved with the power in my county with other people to take this nation back from my grassroots where the rubber meets the road. Now, all we are, as far as the National Liberty Alliance is a service. We're a place where people can come and get a real education. A classical, rounded education.
There you go. Based on information, truth.
And set up venues in such a way that everybody is communicating with each other. Every county is communicating with the counties next door and across their state. And every state coordinator is working within their states to continue to organize and keep the people moving and also representing them here on National Liberty Alliance. Eventually, even though we're allowing more than one state organizer, at some point when we're totally organized, we're going to reduce that down to one. And that person will represent their entire state right here on National Liberty Alliance. 50 states will have the say on where we're going, what we're doing, and ultimately, really, it's just keeping it free, making sure that nobody comes in and incorporates onto it themselves and takes control, and it becomes about a person's mind set and not about liberty and freedom. So we're very conscious of that, very, very conscious.
Quite pleased. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Eric, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right.
Hey, John,
let's go to our next caller. Huh?
Hey, John, I got a quick question real quick.
Go right ahead.
One of the people in the chat room had asked if we had made or anyone has tried to make contact with Alex Jones on InfoWars. Someone had asked about that.
Yeah, not yet. We're going on to the Power Hour, and I think after that we'll probably be invited maybe there, maybe on Glenn Beck, and maybe other places. We'll see. We're not denying anyone that asks us. We'll go now. We're ready to go. Our site is ready to hold up, so if it comes our way, we'll go on the show.
All right, that was just one question that was waiting on. Bye.
All right. Okay, let me take our next caller.
John, 68 Roger, 6844. I got him unmuted, dude. He's from South Carolina. He's been on a long time. We missed him. Let him go. He's
okay.
Unmuted already.
Go right ahead, Roger.
Go ahead, Roger.
John, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you. How you doing?
Great. Yourself?
Good. I can't complain.
Okay, so I just wanted to pass along to the folks that we had a great weekend. Jim Johnson and I went up to the South Carolina Tea Party Coalition Conference. Before we went, we used some contacts at FreedomWorks to gain the names of some Tea Party leaders in South Carolina.
Great.
And we contacted them on the phone. We ended up meeting with about 10 to 12 of them at the conference. All of them are very positive. It takes about a 45-minute conversation face-to-face with each one for them to get a basic understanding. And anybody can get on FreedomWorks Freedom Connector and find local activists that they can then contact and also try to find out when the next local Tea Party meetings are going.
Right.
But fundamentally, we also met with a bunch of other people, including two Tea Party leaders from Georgia, very important, influential leaders in the state of Georgia. We also met with one activist Hispanic group leader who is very interested in getting his whole group activated on the common law grand jury, and also some retired military folks, because my theory is that there's a lot of mutual interest and benefit if we can get our effort linked up with the retired military folks.
Well, absolutely.
So
you know, I'd like to just comment on that a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I truly believe that when we start to become successful, we're going to become a magnet to all of those groups, the Oath Keepers, all of them. Also, you know, we're going to start a program very, very shortly, within the next few weeks, I hope, but very shortly, for communications. I mentioned that. We do already have a tab up there. And we're looking to set up communications through, what is that called? What is that called, Gerard?
Ham radios.
Communication. Ham radios, right, ham radios. And we want to get, you know, a presence in every state and then smaller handheld radios within the counties. So they'll be able to work right through your state coordinator and state to state. We can go from, you know, from sea to shining sea. And,
right.
And so no matter what happens, if the communications goes down, if the Internet goes down, we'll have communications and regular radio programs and talks right on the ham radios, and we'll be able to organize. We will become a magnet once we start to springboard, you know, for ourselves, our own power, and we'll start springboarding other people's powers. And I think a lot of these liberty groups, we're going to all come connected and form the perfect storm. That's my hope. And I think
let me give you some encouragement there, because here's what we figured out by talking to a Tea Party leader that was came in from Dallas, Texas, and she's a senior leader in the Tea Party group there and does a blog, an internet radio show, which she's asked me to be interviewed on in 2 weeks. But the key thing we figured out is all of these Tea Parties right now are up and activated on different issues, these unconstitutional things that the progressives have been throwing at the Tea Parties, like Common Core, Agenda 21, Obamacare, gun control, and overall corruption. So what we're doing now is we're formulating a process to promote within the Tea Parties whatever issue they are focused on. For example, if it's Common Core, we're going to focus on nullify Common Core in your county by reestablishing your common law grand jury.
Very good,
and
yes.
It is a perfect solution, so people just figure out what your local Tea Party is really focused on, and then how the common law grand jury can effectively answer that problem, and pretty much it can answer all of these things, and it just becomes a perfect vehicle for the Tea Parties to accomplish their goals.
Well, that's a very excellent point, and I hope people have been paying attention to that, other leaders that are listening in here, that this is a perfect way to really get other groups involved. Just find out what it is that they're involved with and figure out how you might be able to articulate how the common law grand jury can fix that problem. So that's an excellent point. Appreciate that.
Thanks very much, and thanks to the whole Florida team. It's really a great team.
Great. All right. And keep things going out there. You're in South Carolina, right?
No, I'm in Florida, but we drove 10 hours up to the conference.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right. I thought you were from South Carolina. Okay, great.
No,
yeah,
we're just trying to help the folks in South Carolina get their state going.
Great. Yeah, they've got 46 counties. They've got 24 members. Now, they haven't got any posted, constituted grand juries yet, but I think South Carolina has some. So I'm not sure. I got to find out who the let me look to see if I recognize who the state leader is in this.
In about 4 weeks, FreedomWorks has promised a conference in North Carolina and going to give us a one-hour speaking slot.
Oh, great, great. Hey, you're absolutely right. In 40, you got to have 40 minutes. And if you got an hour, you got a lot. If you got 40 minutes, you can deliver the message very powerfully. You know, it's hard to, I'll tell you what, and everybody should pay attention to this. It's hard to have a conversation with someone to convince someone of what you got. First of all, you know, everybody's set in on a negative wave anyway, so to speak. We've been programmed that way in the schools, and it's like, oh, that's not going to work with this or that. And there's always something else. Well, what about, and you never get really to get the whole program out. It takes about 40 minutes to really lay out what this is all about. And, of course, we have that video on our front page, which is 40 minutes long. As a matter of fact, if I get invited to talk to people, and they want to know about the grand jury, and I got an hour or two or three, whatever it is that they give me, I usually take my projector and set up, and I play the video on the website. It's 40 minutes long. I first introduce myself in a little talk, 5 minutes, and then play the video and let them know we'll take questions after. And I put the video on, and then I take questions from that, and that seems to draw the people in. It works very well. So that's another thing you could do. And by downloading our video right there on the site. But an hour, you got it. You can lay the whole program out.
Hey, I would just like to add real quick to this. Me being a military veteran myself, I can tell you a lot of other veterans I spoke to and a lot of people who are still in, they understand what we're doing. It's just I've been getting a lot of connections. And you'll find a lot of these generals that have been relieved of command for standing up for what's right, are actually now activists because of why they were relieved of command. A couple of military generals over the nuclear missile arsenal out west, two of them have already started up an activist group, and one of them calling for the march on D.C. here in about a couple months, I believe. But that's something to pay attention to. That there's going to be another Patriot March on Washington, D.C. in April, I believe. March or April.
Hmm. Okay. All right, let's take our next caller. We have 4882. 4882, you should be hearing you're unmuted. Go right ahead, 4882.
John?
Yes.
Is that me?
That's you.
I was just going to comment. I don't know if anybody's seen the commercials now, but you can get a little pocket projector.
No kidding.
From OfficeMax. Yeah, it's
how much does it cost?
I don't know, but I've been watching this commercial. You know, I see this commercial come on, and I think you can get it at Office Max or Office Depot, one of the two. But the things like, trying to think of something to size it with. It's not very big. It's probably like 4 inches by 4 inches, by
okay.
2 inches high.
Well, that's good if you're sitting at a table with a few people.
But no, it projects it on the wall.
4 inches by 4 inches? Oh, well, what is it? What's the size of the projection on the wall?
However far away from the wall you are.
And it's high quality? High def?
It looks to be. But
Does it have a speaker plug-in system or anything?
I don't know, John. I've been seeing this on a commercial, and you know, somebody
okay,
comes,
so it's Office.
Takes this thing out. Yeah,
Office Max.
It's like Office Max or Office Depot, one of the two, and it's you know, the girl takes this thing out of her purse and puts it on the table and projects onto the wall, and everybody goes, "Where'd you get that?"
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. I'm going to look into that. You know, I lug a lot of stuff up.
Right, that would be something that you could easily carry with you.
Right. That's great. That's a great tool. I'm going to take a look and see into it, and I'll let others know about that after I look into it. So.
Okay.
So how you doing, Jay? Anything else?
I'm doing good. No, I just heard that about the projector, and that you carry your projector with you, and I'm like, oh man, I should say something about that.
Yeah.
But I
yeah,
just
well,
been
we're
driving
ready.
Around, and I feel guilty that I can't do more than, you know, I can, but, you know, what can I do in a truck? But
mm-hmm.
You make me
well,
feel
you...
guilty every week.
Well, that's my job. That's my job, man. Anyway, I guess you heard. We talked about it a couple of times tonight. We're getting ready to go in a power hour, so we'll be giving Catherine a call tomorrow and ready to rock and roll on that. So.
Okay, and I'm going to send you some money real soon, but I'm going to send you, like, my $5 donation for the month, but I'll send you the whole year's worth at one shot. That way.
Okay, appreciate it. All right.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Jay, thanks. All right, I think that's the last caller we have in the queue here. We had a couple up there earlier. Gerard, do you remember the numbers of the people that didn't answer?
Yeah, I think, let me see here. I could tell you in a second.
I should have wrote them down.
Let me see here. We got, we had... Did we call Patricia in New Jersey? She was a 1111 number. She had her hand up.
Yeah, I believe we spoke to Patricia, yep.
Okay, and then up there was also this 0013 number that didn't answer. If you want to try that, I'll unmute it
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, let's give it a try to 0013.
0013.
You've been unmuted.
41 area code. Go ahead, I heard them.
0013, you have the mic.
Well, maybe they're not there yet.
All right. Well, you know, one of the bad things about Blog Talk is they don't have a way to shut these question marks off, so we don't know if people have re-raised their hands up again or not. So maybe you might want to go into – why don't you go into the back room with these people and see if any of them have another follow-up question. Do we have anything in the text chat at all?
Yeah, someone's been asking. Hold on a second. Yeah, I've got a question. There seems to be some parts of the sites now. Someone's been asking about the Jurist Handbook, when that was going to be placed back up.
Yeah, the Jurist Handbook is up there. It should be up on the Jurist page. Let's see where it's at. It should be on Jurist Documents. Let me go check that out. Jurist Documents, and you should find the Jurist Grand Jury Handbook here. Let's see, where is it?
Okay, 'cause I don't I don't see it either, but I'm not logged in either. A lot of people.
Well, yeah, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9. Ninth one down. It says grand jury handbook. It's print ready. You can, if anybody has got a two-sided printer, they can print this right off and then just fold it in half and staple it, and it's good to go as a, you know, like a, what's that, 8.5 by 11, so, you know, reduce that in half, fold it up, so it's 8.5 by 5.5, I guess. 5.5. Now, we will be doing these in pocket size soon. I know I've been talking about this for a long time. I've talked with a lot of people. One person was going to do it, and they never got back to me. I never been able to get to them back again. I had numerous people. They gave me ridiculous prices. I do have another contact, and I just haven't been around to calling them yet. I'll try to keep it on my list to get done this week and see if I can't get a good deal on this. You know, but we got to get them done for a good price. And, you know, we want to get the pocket size, just like the pocket constitutions. And we need to print them off as quick as possible. I'd like to get them down at 60, 70 cents a piece, or maybe even cheaper, you know, like the pocket constitutions. I know you could buy the pocket constitutions. I think they're down at 50 cents a piece or something like that, 55 cents a piece, somewhere like that. But I'd like to get it down to that, too. But we have to have the quantities. And maybe what we'll do, you know, the way to get the quantities, you know, it's hard to convince someone to take the gamble on this thing to give us a really, really good price, maybe at cost, with the realization these numbers are going to be, you know, go skyrocket soon. And but maybe what we can start doing is maybe I'll put something up online where we can start taking orders, pre-orders. And if we can, you know, get 10,000 or 50,000 orders at between 50 cents and a dollar, let's say, then, you know, if we got, let's say, 50,000 orders or 10,000 orders, we should be able to get a really good price on them. So maybe that's what we'll do. We'll look for a commitment, and I'll be looking to try to get enough of an order together so that we know we can get it printed out for somewhere between a dollar and 50 cents a piece. And you know, as things go and we grow and more people order them, you know, the price will go down and down until we can get to the best price we can get, which is probably somewhere about between 40 and 50 cents. So we're working on that, and maybe I'll put a block somewhere up on the website, like I said, where people can make the order. It's a pre-order, and we're not going to order until we hit a certain goal. And that may be the way to go. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk to someone about doing an investment on it. And I was turned on to a printer, I think, up in New England somewhere. And I might be able to work a deal, I was told, with these people. And where they actually do an investment, knowing that we're going to get some big orders. You know, just think about this. First of all, at some point, and bear in mind, whatever grand jury booklets you buy now, you keep the receipts because you will be reimbursed for that, you know, when we move to that direction. Definitely once you get your state budget in, you know, your budget in with the state or the county, shall I say, you know, and you start to get some funds, that'll pay for your booklets. And, you know, every county is going to have to order thousands of them. Think about it. You have to give out these booklets to every jurist that becomes a jurist, whether they're a grand jury or trial jury. You got to give them out to every judge throughout your county. You got to give them out to the sheriff and all of his deputies. And anybody who asks, you know, when people come in and they have a problem, then you're helping them out and you give them a copy of the booklet. You know, the point is to get the law out there. And that's what this book is all about, to teach people about the common law. It makes it very clear. And anybody who hasn't read our grand jury booklet, you need to go read it. It's really rich. It's fascinating. It's powerful. And it's uplifting. I want to tell you, it's a powerful, powerful booklet. You know, we brought together the words of our founding fathers, some of the great, decisions of the United States Supreme Court, and of course, common law stuff right out of the Magna Carta and the Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights. So we've got some really, really powerful stuff in there. So if you haven't read that booklet, that's an education in itself. I want to tell you, it's a booklet you definitely want to carry. It's a booklet you can pull out and use in court. Let me tell you, it's really great. All right, any other questions out there? I don't see anybody with their hands up anymore, and except for the people that were. Gerard, are you looking in to see if anybody else has anything?
Yeah, I don't see anything. Like you said, you can't put these hands up and down.
Haven't
had anybody.
Well, I'll just go through. Let me just go through it. Hey, Jesse, you've been unmuted. Do you have anything else? Jesse
Peck. I can think of too.
All right, I'll go right down the line. Okay, let me go to Patricia in New Jersey. Did you have anything else to share or a question? Anybody in a text chat?
No.
Now is the time to put something out there. Okay. Let me go to 6650. Matter of fact, it might have been 6650 that didn't answer. 6650. 6650, did you have a question or a comment? Okay, I guess not. Jason in New Jersey, did you have anything else to say? Usually we have too much. Usually we don't get to everybody. Jason, anything else to share with us?
Nothing much. One thing I'm really seeing is that people are so in tune to wanting to know everything, and they want everything to be perfected and perfection. They stop the process. The real thing is to get out there, just follow organizing a jurist, and get the meeting together. I mean, I want to have a goal of getting my entire state together.
We have a lot of work to do right now. You're absolutely right. And the key thing, the two things that people, everybody needs to do this. This is what everybody needs to do. You need to get onto this website as much as you can, shut off the TV at night, get onto this website and study, study, study. You know, download the audios. Download the we got so many audios up there. Download them, put them into your MP3 player, and listen to them on your MP3. Plug them into your radio in your car. Listen to them. Get educated. The other thing we all need to be doing is what Jason's saying, is we need to be organizing. We need to be connecting. We need to be, you know, talking to each other. You know, if we're not talking to each other, then we're not doing anything, and we're definitely not organizing. You can't organize unless you talk to each other. Call up the other leaders. Get together once a week on Skype or some program or something. Just get together, talk. Make sure you get everyone here to our Monday night calls. Make sure you're here on our Monday night calls. Let's get organized. This is a time for organizing, communicating, and boning up on common law and all the other necessary things we need to learn. Did you want to say anything else, Jason?
Yes, this is the point. I've been very involved with North Carolina. They're a great group. They're really organized. I really appreciate their tenacity and what they're doing. And California, Joe is doing a fantastic job. The real thing that we need to do is just write a deep, go to your public meetings, whatever you can, just talk about common law and get people start to think. The most dangerous thing that people are is when they're enlightened, they're fearless, and they think for themselves. I have been censured somewhat by the president of Jersey City Council because I get up on every ordinance, which I have the right to speak, unlimited time, and getting upset because people who are coming in for an emergency vehicle contract left and who's blaming me for them leaving. I said to him, look, I can't control anyone but myself. That's all I'm in control of is me. But again, it's on YouTube, and I put it on Facebook. I'm trying to do as many things as I can. But everyone's got to get out there and speak. Be positive. If you're angry, the people won't hear you. But if you're passionate, you take up, please, everyone, take up Toastmasters. In the 10 things that you do, if you work there for 10 weeks and go to different organizations, you will be a better leader, a better speaker, you have more confidence, Nothing's going to stop you. Look, I'm a cancer survivor. No, the only thing what somebody can do is kill me. And God gave me many chances to live, and I'm here to testify that God wants me to be here to be a message for everyone, like you, John, and you, Gerard, doing things and being a message for the people. And in a mantra I've been using for a long time, I will conquer the world by firing a single shot nor firing a single missile. This will be done by social capitalism principles, grassroots democracy, and using a new skin business model. Now, if you don't understand those things, I'm sorry, but this is what I believe in, and it makes me stronger. I mean, we can't use it. We alluded to it. I use democracy because everyone understands it. Basically, we are a republic. We are Republicans. Yet, unfortunately, we've been brainwashed to call us a democracy. And everyone thinks about socialism, it's going to take everything away. Well, in social capitalism, it doesn't take everything away. It brings everyone who has a talent. No one no one's demonized for their skills. Even a person who's invalid has intelligence, can give something back to the community. We are wealthy beyond belief, but we have to be that person. Is 1 in 100 will take a positive action. I ask you, are you the one? You be the one. And that's going to make the difference, thinking that you are. If you are a failure in your mind, you're always going to be a failure. But if you think you're special, you will be able to achieve anything in your life to make anything happen, because it's up to you to believe in yourself. I don't care what others say. Think of what you are and what your position and your future is going to be. Thank you, John.
Well, amen. That's a very good point. You know, you are what you think you are, and that's true. I want to tell you something. That's absolutely true. I look back into my past, and I saw I was who I thought I was. And when I was not confident, then that's what I was, you know. And I felt as a failure when I was younger. But then I had a few unique experiences, and everything changed. You know, knowledge is power. And if you work on your knowledge and build up your knowledge, then you'll get confidence. And when you start to talk with confidence, you start to feel confident. And people recognize that confidence. And when it's necessary to intimidate someone, because it's right to do it, I love to intimidate judges. I love to intimidate lawyers, you know. So if I have that opportunity, I do it. And it feels good to be able to do it because you're standing up for what's right. You're trying to set them straight, and you're exposing them for what they are to the people. So.
And just an instant, you can't win an argument, but the first person that loses their temper lost the conversation. You won what you achieved. And in City Hall on December the 18th, I won what I've been wanting to win. I got their goat. And the thing is everyone who's everyone who's under 50 can't understand what we are, and in general who are in this Phillips team. Now, I don't hold anything against any man. I will stand against the institutions that they represent if they are repugnant and dangerous to we the people, the sovereign citizens of the states of this America.
All right, well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate your words, and let me see if anybody... We only have a couple of minutes left. Is there anyone else left, Gerard?
Jay wants to come in. Where's Jay?
Okay, Jay, were just in the room with Jay?
5-4-3-2-1. Where is he? Let's see.
That's a lot
He's
of numbers.
He's got something to say. Hang on. 5-4-3-2-1. How come I can't find him here?
Well, that's 5-4-3-2. That's five numbers.
Let's see. No, 4-8-8-2. He's saying now. He changed it. <Hang on. laughs> He's texting me. Wait a minute.
Find Waldo. I mean, find Jay.
I got it.
Okay.
I'll unmute him.
You
here
found
go.
Waldo.
4-8-8-2.
Go ahead, Waldo. You got about 35. Well, you got about 45 seconds.
I know, that's why I was doing the countdown. 5-4, let me in. 5-4.
So go ahead, because I'm gonna give you about 45 seconds. I'm taking the last 30. So.
Okay, well, one thing, John. I went to cue myself again, and it said you are now off cue. So maybe people, when they get done talking, they can hit their one button, and their question mark will go away.
Okay, we'll start asking people to do that, and if their question marks go away and then they want to talk again, they can bring them back up.
Yeah, okay. Now, another thing is somebody commented about Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger than the Power Hour, but he's really hard to get to. So let's start working on him. You know, it's going to take a while once we get him to the site and everything to actually get you on the show. So let's everybody start working on him.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a whole crew of people you got to go through.
Okay.
And we also have Glenn Beck. Okay, we're coming to the end here. Anything, 5 seconds for anybody who wants to talk.
I have already contacted InfoWars. I've sent emails. I've called with messages, and no success yet, but I'm still trying on it because I think that's a good
right.
avenue.
Okay, that's it for the call. I want to thank everyone for coming. I appreciate the people who are coming. Let's get others here and, get all the leaders, get them involved, and we'll see you, Lord willing, next Monday. God bless everyone. Good night.